last time on the Don and Mike Show.
The wife eating from the husband.
Oh, my God.
What you're going to do is take peanut butter,
yes,
put it between two pillows,
right,
and then your wife is going to eat the peanut butter.
Yes.
Now she, oh, God.
She just putting the peanut butter there.
Oh, he is really.
Oh, dear.
Teeth open wide.
No more.
What are you waiting for? Keep practicing. I'm hungry. Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Nationwide and coast to coast from the studios of WNEW, New York, New York. You can still call Don and Mike for free at 877-365-3636. But turn your radio down. No calls to rape women. No who would you do calls. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. No calls to play the name game. And don't call telling jokes.
For free at 1-877-365-3636. But please, turn your radio down. And no calls to play the name game. No who-would-you-do calls. No calls about rating women. No calls asking, when are we coming to your town? And no jokes at 1-877-365-3636.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ah, here you go.
Yeah.
Audio martini time, ladies and gentlemen. FedEx Field stadium announcer, Philip, Robert, Jonathan.
You're not giving me anything. I was listening to my headphones, and I'm a little confused.
There you go. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
You know, Phil loved yesterday's show.
Did he really? Did he?
Yeah, he said it just goes to prove one of his favorite old sayings.
What's that?
Dogs love cheese. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gene Ownby and all the ships at sea. It's the home of the peanut butter and KY jelly sandwich. It's the Don and Mike Show.
And that guy whose name you mentioned, is that the guy with the short tie at the airport?
Yeah, good old Gene. I like him.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for listening. New episode, and it's Wednesday.
Wednesday,
August 9.
Right.
Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Thank you, Jimmy. Phone number, your hotline to the hits, 877-365-3636 today, coming to you from Midtown Manhattan and the studios of our New York City radio station, WNEW-FM, where something is always happening.
I would say it's great to be back in Manhattan, and it is great to be back in the wonderful city of New York, but it's always an adventure when we come up here.
I'll tell you about that in a second, because I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I do know this. I do know that, once again, a giant chunk of our show was cut out yesterday. A 25-minute chunk of this show aired everywhere in America except in New York.
I thought you were being exceedingly careful. That was just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We used this thing. We used that when the name came up.
Yep.
And it was only two brief mentions during a 25-minute segment, but they took the entire segment out when it ran last night on NEW.
Just makes me say, once again, what's wrong with people?
So listen, so before we get to that, I'd like to say how extremely uncomfortable
I am having my wife join us in New York.
I know you are. I would be the exact same way, but sure. You really shouldn't be. She is very skillful at fitting in with the guys.
I know. She's great, but the point is...
I don't even notice your wife when she's at the table with all of us, because she just kind of blends in.
I will say, you know, to the... I'm a little flustered. I will say, to our credit, that the conversations that we had at lunch today...
Yes.
...with my wife at the table were exactly the same as the conversations when we're eating by ourselves and my wife has not been at the table.
Absolutely.
You know, she came up to New York. This is a carrot that I've been dangling in front of her for a while. Hey, you know, because I always would go home and say, you know, you should come up to New York sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's great up there. We have a great time. You should come up there sometime.
We talk about shrimp, steak, and cows. That's all we do.
And as it turns out, she's here.
Yeah, she came up on the train with me.
Come on, not bad. Yeah, my wife is also a phobic flyer.
Well, yeah, we were discussing that the whole train travel thing, and with the state of airlines in America now, it gets beyond actually the fear of flying, and it turns into something where it's such a hassle at airports lately with all the flights being canceled.
So she took the train up today. As it turns out, as far as I know, at least the cover story is that she didn't sit with you, that she sat up in first class like the pampered princess that she is.
That is a lie. We were together for the entire train trip.
Although it sure did sound mighty fishy to me when when my cell phone rang and she said, "Hi, I'm here. Listen, Mike and I are going to get a cab and we'll meet you at the hotel."
We shared a cab together, and the first time I saw your wife, you should know this, is after I pulled into Penn Station and was in the cab stand line. That's the first time that I saw your lovely wife. I said, "Hi."
Like she wasn't in your private coach car from Wild Wild West.
Yes, now you know the secret. My Dr. Loveless private coach car that I have, my steam engine train car.
Is my wife your Gumad?
She's the Gumadi in it. Oh, I have a special red velvet.
Hey, that was another great moment today when I got to introduce Frida to the Gumad.
Ah, yes. Well, she really is, and so it's okay to invite. Right. You know,
I know, but it's Oogie.
You know, I know.
New York had been the one safe place, and all of a sudden, you know, Frida's here. She's walking around today.
Well, New York up until this point was that movie title, For the Boys.
Yeah. Right. Well, no
like
longer.
All great Bette Midler movies.
And listen, she's coming out with us tonight, boys.
Oh, that's great.
That's perfect.
Right. We're going to bring her along.
That's fantastic.
We're glad
to have her. You know, it's not like we do anything.
No.
It's not like we do anything that is even remotely exciting. We don't go anywhere. We go to the same restaurant every time we go out, and we go back to our hotels, and we take a dump and go to sleep.
Yeah, I know. Except tonight when I go there, there'll be somebody there while I'm taking a dump.
I understand. But, you know, it was just like lunch today. And that's what dinner's going to be like. It's going to be perfectly wonderful.
Except we're all going to be getting bombed.
Yes.
Not just my wife, who had a couple of drinks at lunch today.
She had that pink stuff. Campari.
Campari.
Gumare. Gumare.
Gumare and tonic. Anyway, I just want to say hi to her. Hi, sweetie. You know, she's out spending my money now because God knows the stores that they have in New York are nothing like the stores that we have back at home.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, we don't have a Macy's back at home.
No.
We don't have a Saks back at home.
Well, I got the impression, and you might not be happy about this, that she's planning on hitting Fifth Avenue.
And
Madison Avenue, where they have stores that they don't have anywhere
else.
It's
the whole anniversary thing. It's the picture I got her that she didn't like, that she's returning. Yeah, she's going out and she's just going to spend it all today and buy herself an anniversary gift.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm getting through this trauma. I'm getting through the trauma of Frida being part of the boys' club today.
Yeah,
and then
right.
I come back to the radio station, and keep in mind, I know that we've been censored. I found this out last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back by Ken's office, and just as I'm about to sit down with Ken and have it out with him, Frida sticks her head in the door. She goes, "Hi, Ken.
How are you? Oh, that's not good.
And, of course, Ken embraces this because what this means is Ken will be able to deflect any kind of confrontation for a couple of minutes.
Deflecting conflict, that is his mantra.
So he says, "Frida, have a seat.
Oh, dear.
Where are you guys staying at? How long are you staying up for?" And then she says, "When is Roz coming up to New York?" You know, the whole time I'm looking at my watch thinking, you know, this is prime argument time for Ken and I.
Right. Yeah, and you had a bone to pick, a big bone.
That's now being eaten up by the talk about what store Frida's going to go to. So finally, thank God Opie walked in the room. Right. I think he was ready to have an argument with Ken also.
Wow.
And I took that opportunity when Frida stood up to meet Opie. I said, "Hi, Opie, this is my wife Frida. Honey, you have to be going now. I'll see you after the show. Love you. Goodbye. Hope you can find your way out of here. Goodbye."
How did she take that?
She was fine because I think she realized that I had some business to talk about
with
Ken.
Yeah, the atmosphere of censorship still abounds here.
So I know a lot of you are tired of hearing us rag about this, and frankly, we're tired of talking about it, but what happened again yesterday on the show is that we were doing a segment where we were reading the online comments from the dickweed from the Post, Frank Ahearns.
Right.
Where he was answering a bunch of questions about us.
Sure.
One, maybe two of the questions included the name, you know, of the guy, okay, that we're not allowed to talk about. Rather than, and incidentally, we played this.
Yeah, right? The guy wasn't mentioned, and, you know, we danced around it as well as we can, and I think we were doing what we thought we had to do.
But even having done that, rather than just take those couple of moments out where the other disc jockey's name was mentioned, they just arbitrarily went in and chopped out the entire segment.
See, that's what happens when you censor. When you censor, you take the knife to the show, and you know, sometimes a guy's got like a little melanoma on his forearm, and he comes back home and he doesn't have an arm anymore.
So Ken is trying to rationalize this and explain this to me, and he's doing, of course, just a piss poor job. He says, "You know, I got a call last night at dinner that you guys were doing this. I can't have this on my radio station. You guys should have known better. You've been warned about this. I agree it shouldn't have all been chopped out, but there are decisions that have to be made, and you're just not smart, and you're not using your head, and you don't realize the way that this is happening." And then he says to me, "And to handle the situation, I have suspended Jeremy Coleman."
Wow.
Because
the program director?
Yes, because Jeremy has demonstrated that he cannot control Opie and Anthony, and he cannot control you guys.
Okay.
He cannot control this radio station. Jeremy has been suspended.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, well,
what the hell's that about?
You know, that's kind of crazy, since Jeremy really has nothing to do with what any disc jockey says. I mean, everybody knows Jeremy doesn't know dick about radio. But, all right, so they're going to suspend Jeremy. So I leave Ken's office like 2 minutes before the show comes on the air.
Right.
You know, with and I again,
got kind of a charge out of the fact that Jeremy was suspended, right?
Yeah, and again, I have to make this like Blood Brothers promise with Ken that we won't violate whatever this stupid order is that the company has laid down. Right? As a matter of fact, I don't know if us talking about this now is going to get on the radio tonight in New York. I don't know if this is a violation,
right?
Because we're talking about it, even though we're not talking specifically about what we're not supposed to talk about.
Kind of crazy. Things are going crazy.
So listen, the reason I bring this up is he says Jeremy's been suspended, and that's it, because Jeremy can't control everybody. And I said, okay. And I walked out of the studio, and I said,
shake his hand for that one. Hey, good job, Ken.
I said to Charlie Broyhill, "Hey, did you hear Jeremy's been suspended?"
Is that why you were grinning when I saw you come in and you had that cat ate the canary look on your face?
He said, "Well, if Jeremy's been suspended, what's he doing here?" And I said, "Oh, Jeremy's not here." And he said, "Oh, no, yes, he is.
He's here. He's been here all day.
Oh, yeah. He's at his desk."
Right.
So I'm going to try to call him now.
Oh, good. Usually when you're suspended, you go home.
You're supposed to leave the premises.
Right. It's a real suspension.
Right, and see if he's really been suspended.
Let's find out. Find out what the deal is.
Find out how come he just can't control us, man.
I know.
Sanity Broadcasting, WNEW, can I help you?
Yes, hello. Jeremy, please.
Who's calling?
This is Don and Mike.
Oh, hold on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Right.
Okay.
Is that Nadine?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
It was a beautiful moment. I had real dreams of three ways in my head when Nadine and Frida shook hands.
Welcome. I felt real welcome, too, when Rob and I walked into the building and the guy at the front desk said, "Did Don and Mike know you're here?" Thanks, pal.
Oh, you mean that guy at the front desk?
Yeah.
"Did Don and Mike know you're here?"
Gentlemen?
Well, will they let you in? Well, you know, we're only
talking. I walk
we're
in.
We're only here a couple of days.
That is true. That is true. But Rob was nice enough. You acknowledged him, right? I didn't want to
Hello.
Talk to you.
Hi.
Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello, it's Don and Mike.
Oh, nice to see you.
Listen, we were originally going to talk with you about why the entire 25-minute chunk of the show was cut out last night. But my question for you is, what are you doing here if you've been suspended?
The suspension was just for one day.
Wait. When was the suspension?
Yesterday.
Oh, you were suspended yesterday. Wow. Well, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
Welcome back. How do you enjoy your suspension?
Oh, it sucked, actually.
Oh, really?
Now, come on. Was it a real suspension or one of those fake suspensions?
How do you tell the difference? It sucked. It was a real suspension.
Were you not allowed in the building?
I did have to come in for one meeting.
You're not suspended.
No, the meeting was about the suspension.
No, you're not suspended. You weren't really suspended. Mm. Why did you guys just take 20 minutes out of the show last night? Why couldn't you have just cut out the...
Because I had been suspended and I was feeling very vicious.
No, come on, really. Really, I mean, there was two incidents of somebody's name being said.
That was overkill, and I didn't listen to it myself on account of not being here. But no, that was overkill.
Did you learn your lesson from being suspended?
I feel like I have been rehabilitated.
So now, you were suspended why? Because you can't control the disc jockeys?
There was an incident, and ultimately, much as you guys don't like to think about this, I am actually responsible for what you do.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on.
Please.
Which means that if something goes down, it's like my fault.
All right.
You know how if anything good happens, it's you guys. If anything bad happens, it's me.
Please. You sound depressed. It sounds like the suspension has thrown you into a cataclysmic depression.
I would prefer not to have been suspended.
Sure.
Suspended.
I've never heard of a program director being suspended.
Me either. What a worthless suspension that is. Mm. You suspend a guy who does nothing here.
Oh, God.
You sound like a deluded freak.
It's very unusual the year that a program director would be suspended.
Yes.
Right. Hi.
Wouldn't the station normally suspend disc jockeys?
I don't know. I mean, never suspended a disc jockey.
Isn't that like the kookiest thing ever, though?
That a
program director gets suspended?
No, I hate to tell you this, but program directors, in my case, of me, are actually responsible for you.
If we were to break this prime directive that's been laid down by Infinity, would you get fired then?
No. That only worked once.
So the suspension you're talking about?
No. I see what you're up to. No, if you don't want me here, you just let me know and I'll wander away.
This man sounds very down.
Wow. Listen to him.
We are living in an atmosphere of fear. That is what we're all living in right now.
You should embrace the very topic that we are basing this first break around, the censorship issue. Mm-hmm. The censorship issue is what got you suspended for a day. Did you get paid yesterday?
I don't know. I doubt it. Normally when you're suspended, you're not paid, aren't you?
Did Ken yell at you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did he really yell at you, or was it that fake yelling?
No. It was actually the angriest I've heard him in 8 years.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you get that from him, Dom, when you talked to him?
No.
No, that's because I absorbed it all.
That's all he said to me. Is you said, and I've suspended Jeremy. Okay.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's good. Keep suspending Jeremy.
I wish we all...
No, there'll be no more suspensions for Jeremy.
I wish we all could lighten up.
Yeah,
I really wish we could all let them just do our jobs. Let us do it. It's no big deal.
Why don't you just fight the people from the other station? Why don't you and the program directors from all these other stations just get together and duke it out?
Well, I tried that.
All right, Jeremy. Well, you're back today, so your suspension has been lifted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it has.
And for the record about our show with 25 minutes being cut out yesterday, that was what? That was an error? Is that how we write that one on the scorecard?
Yeah, that was overkill on our part.
Because I really think that since we've had the meetings, we've been adhering to the letter of the law.
Very good. Yeah.
We've been trying.
Well, I appreciate that, of course.
You don't agree with it.
But who am I? Because I clearly am too lenient when it comes to that kind of
thing. There he is, the suspended program director.
He's a depressed man right now.
Ouch.
Never heard you more depressed.
He got his weenie wagged yesterday. Ken hit your wiener with a ruler or something yesterday. All right. Thank you, Jeremy. Listen, I think you'll find being a rebel, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe help you grow a set of balls back there. So come on, wear that proudly.
Just win, baby. That should be our motto here. Just win.
You know, as a matter of fact, you should go in today and tell Ken, you can't suspend me because I'm suspending myself.
Yeah,
really, you should go say that to him. Go show him you're a rebel.
And you know what? I'm going to quit. Well, I see where you're going with this.
Listen, if that's the move you think has to be made,
I know exactly.
That you have to offer your resignation, well, then that's what you should do.
I'm going to stay here and I'm going to be miserable.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I've never heard of that in the radio business.
Amazing. He's not happy. He might be trying to be, lighthearted Jeremy, but that's not a happy candle.
Suspended
right
the program director.
You know, to a certain extent, he's You know, he's being asked to do something unnatural, too.
Right.
Which is do something where, you know, the motto normally...
Rob Spiewak.
What about doing something unnatural?
Yes, okay. Of course.
All right.
The motto should be just win.
Do you have your shoes off?
Yes, I do.
Jesus.
That's yes,
unnatural.
I do.
That's unnatural,
yeah.
Mike.
All right, I'm sorry. I was trying to hide them under, but there they are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, fine. We had somebody there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
You think that's funny?
Yeah, I think that's funny.
I hope that was deleted out.
I think it was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Dummy just calls up and says, yeah, hey, I was wondering how come, F you!
What an idiot.
Okay, goodbye.
What a complete idiot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think we should suspend him.
Absolutely.
Hello. Now, that was unnatural. That call was unnatural.
And my shoes off.
Don,
that's
buddy.
Unnatural.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, this is exactly why Republican. Censorship sucks my whatever.
Right. Okay, I'm with you. Right.
I'm not sure what his point was, though. You said you were with him, and I wasn't sure.
Well, Republican.
Well, no, he just
Republican.
He said censorship. Republican.
No. Democrat equals censorship.
No, Republican equals censorship. You're both right.
Thanks, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's today's political discussion.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
I was just wondering how I get a job with a whipping boy. Apparently that's, we call them program directors, but...
What?
I
was wondering how, I just want to quote you, just so when we're, you know, confused, everybody can be, I just want to know how I can get a job with a whipping boy.
Do you say you want to work with the whipping boy?
No, someone who can take the punishment when, you know, I step over the line.
I don't follow his call.
No, he's saying that Jeremy is your whipping boy, and he'd like to have a job where he has a whipping boy, too.
But Jeremy's the whipping boy, please.
Think you were enormously kind to decipher that.
I got it. Jeremy suffered no penalty for anything that was done on this show yesterday or anything that was done on the Opie and Anthony show. Right. Jeremy wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for disc jockeys like us and the guys in the next studio.
I think it would be easier, though, for Jeremy to do his job if the whole philosophy from the top down was just, hey, go out, win, do the best you can, get great ratings.
Listen,
if that was the philosophy, then Jeremy would have an easier job, and we'd have an easier job because it would be what we've done for 15 years.
Let's be honest, Jeremy can't program his way out of a paper bag. The guy is a complete idiot when it comes to radio. You know, the only difference is that the guys at the other stations are just a little bit smaller idiots.
Right.
Or bigger idiots. I mean, they're all idiots. If they could do it, they'd be in here doing it. They wouldn't be sitting behind a desk telling other guys what to do.
Exactly.
Christ. Hello. Christ, you know it ain't easy.
Christ.
You know how hard it can be.
Christ.
The way things are going. They're going to crucify me.
Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Christ.
Christ Almighty.
Christ.
Jesus. H. Christ.
Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Come on, delete that out, please. Delete that out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don, Mike, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
And Buzz?
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, thank you.
You native Wichitan, you?
Uh-huh.
Brown Ice, how you doing?
Pardon me?
Brown Ice? This is Yellow Snow.
Again, I don't follow the call.
No, dude, Yellow Snow.
What about Yellow Snow? You're eating some?
No, man. Don is Brown Ice, aren't you, Don?
Your rap name, Brown Ice.
Oh, is that my rap name?
That's what you said.
Oh, all right, Brown Ice. Hi. Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, Yellow Snow.
Yeah, right, okay, bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Fantastic. I just wanted to let you know that you were mentioned on the Liddy show today.
Oh, for turning Republican?
Yeah, did you hear that?
No.
It was quite an event. It was, been about 4 or 5 minutes worth of...
Was Gordon happy with my decision?
He seemed pretty pleased that you had moved over to this side. And,
excellent. He's my buddy.
He must be. And he was eager to talk to...
I'm going
to
barf right now. Right here and right now.
He was going to talk to Mike about switching over, too. I don't know if Mike knew that.
Yeah, I'd love to have that conversation. Good luck.
We'll see you at the meeting, Mike.
I did say to him the first day that Lieberman was announced because of his position on restricting, people that we do. I said, hey, Gordon, I might be switching. So I teased him a little bit, but that's before I saw the light.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
All right, this is Mike Landis.
Yes.
Don, I just wanted to tell you I couldn't do the news this week because I swallowed a whole bottle of Tabasco sauce.
Wait, wait, this is the same guy who does the Morris Jones, right?
Morris Jones and Mike Landis.
Mike Landis.
I'm the aggressive Mike Landis and the belligerent Morris Jones.
All right, I got you. This guy's doing both of the anchormen from Channel 5.
Mike Landis is the gray-haired guy, right?
Yeah, the guy who looks like the Ken doll.
Hi there.
The guy who likes making everything so serious.
Yes, and there's a pothole on 14th Street.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike. I was wondering if Charlie Stossel's the one that sent the $4 to Daniel Snyder.
Yeah, you know, it turned out the package that Daniel Snyder thought was a bomb.
Child's toys.
Ended up being kitty toys.
Dolls.
You know, yeah, just dolls.
Right. So man's a little uptight.
Somebody just sent him a box of dolls. They sent the bomb squad out to Redskins.
God, ball. I hope they win the Super Bowl because otherwise someone's head's going to explode.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, you guys hungry?
What do you got?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Don't edit that out. Hold on. Mike's got a message for us. Mike's got something for us to eat. Here we go.
For that last guy.
Yeah, that's a dancing shrimp fart. That fart brought to you by Egar's.
More to come, ladies and gentlemen.
The hottest cigar site.
Many more to come.
On the web.
Yeah, you betcha.
www.egars.com. They sponsor our farts. Hello?
Hi, Radio Guards.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know how much you brighten my day. I had to record yesterday's show. And I got to tell you, speaking of censorship, I think those cheerleaders were censored by their studio yesterday because I know one of them, and she told me all sorts of stories of how stupid Keanu Reeves is.
Well, you know, I only wish that they would have told us anything. I mean, they came in and they giggled and they danced around, and they're right. Probably the most boring guests we've ever had on our show.
Hey, try to bang Charlie Broyhill, you'll get a half an hour of quality radio time.
She came back from shooting that and told me that he was stumbling over his own feet.
But
he
Mike,
couldn't talk. He had to redo lines. He was so freaking stupid.
What do you mean, try to bang Charlie Broyhill and you'll get a half hour of air time?
I guess that I just heard that one of those cheerleaders was at the station very late with Mr. Charlie Broyhill. That's all I heard. Huh. I'm just telling you what I heard. Through the grapevine, don't you know? He can't hear me. You know, they don't. It's no fun.
He can hear you.
Well, it's no fun. See, he doesn't give me the reaction that I crave.
He won't acknowledge it. He won't acknowledge
it. No.
Which one was it? The one with the big boobs?
Which one was it, Charlie? Because that I didn't know. Which one? Was it the short one or the tall one? The tall one.
The tall one.
Hot interracial love.
He was with the tall one.
Way to go.
She was like a mulatto.
Yeah, very sexy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
New porno movie, The Professor's Nutty Clumps.
All right, goodbye. Oh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
So if you're wondering how to get yourself booked on this show, even if you're a crappy guest,
just hang out with Charlie Broyhill.
The answer would be just stay at the station one night till 10 o'clock.
Did you get anything off her? Charlie shook his head.
No. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, you know that host for Survivor, the Banana Republic guy?
Yes.
Did you know he's the host of the Rock and Roll Jeopardy on VH1?
Yes.
Sorry, dude.
I was bluffing you. I did not know that.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That's why I'd be good on Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
I'm an excellent bluffer.
Yeah, you'd lose so much money for people. You know, when you said, absolutely, she's 5'11". I'll agree? No, idiot.
Oh, hold on. I think I got something for you.
The dancing shrimp, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Good job.
That one, that's sponsorable. Two. That's egars.com. Hold on. Mike's got another one for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
Dear. Oh, dear.
No.
Too close to mud.
Oh, some mushroom caps. might need a break.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Israel.
Pardon me? Please, hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, good luck the rest of the way in New York.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's real coming the way there's people are treating you up there, so I'm calling from Baltimore.
Yes, well, you know, the program director, the brave lad that he is, he fell on the grenade for us yesterday.
He spent a day in the tower.
He got himself suspended. Spent a night in the box.
And he's back today.
Spent a night in the box.
Cool. Ken's walking down with, like, one of those white straw hats going,
what we have here is a failure to communicate. Jeremy, that's a night in the box. You spend a night in the box, you just can't control those boys.
Penis, 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 penis.
Is this the nipple guy?
No.
Yes, this is Nipple God.
This is Rob's boy.
Rob's boy. Now, this is the Nipple Guy. I'm sure this is the Nipple Guy.
You're the Nipple Guy, Donnie boy.
No, you're the Nipple Guy.
Rob Spiewackby.
All right, that's the Nipple Guy. I know that's him.
That's not too upset.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes. Hope everybody's enjoying their summer vacation.
Hi, you're on the air.
Here tonight on Survivor, they're kicking off Mark Ferber. Mark Ferber's getting kicked off.
Oh, now are we supposed? Is that a name of significance? I'm looking around the room.
Are we supposed to ask? And is this going to follow some hysterical joke then?
Who's
no Mark Ferber?
All right, I got to do it.
He's a cousin of David Bussey.
Who's Mark Ferber?
Mark Ferber, you know the famous guy?
No,
Mark Ferber.
Do you mean Mark?
He's cousins of Dave Bussey.
Do you mean Mark Furman?
Mark, no, Mark Ferber. Ferber.
I'm just trying to mention friends' names on the air.
No, he's
you?
Trying to say Furburger.
Furburger.
Jesus Christ.
What are you like, doing? What are you doing to us here?
Come on, please. God, I'd love to.
This is R.J. Hudson in disguise.
I would love to. Is this the Morris Jones guy again?
Morris Jones calling you live. Fox News.
God.
What's happening?
I would love to suspend the people who are calling this show today.
Absolutely. Spend a night in the box.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Charlie Broyhill is the stain in my underpants.
Wow. Hello. Don and Mike show. That's the first true thing that's been said today. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
How you guys? Hello?
Hello, we're doing fine, thanks.
Oh.
How you doing? How's your summer vacation going?
Hi, you are on the air.
I'm calling from Monterey.
Yes, this is the first break of the show, which is highly unformatted.
Oh, all right.
Perhaps you've noticed.
How are things on the beautiful Monterey Peninsula?
They're pretty good out here. The weather's actually not that great.
Is this Monterey Jack? Hey, Monterey Jack with you.
Hey, Monterey Jack. I just wanted to let you guys know that the censorship that Infinity is imposing on you is actually working, because I've been listening for a few weeks, and I have no idea what or who you guys are talking about, and it's really annoying me.
Well, I mean, they're not doing it out there, are they?
Well, no, I mean, every time that you have to bleep out this person's name...
I understand.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right, well, then it's working.
I go on the New York Post to find the article, and it's not there, and...
Well, the last time we mentioned the article, it wasn't in the online version. It was only in the print version.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
That's good. Then, you know, what you're telling management is that we're toeing the line.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Look it up there, Danny G.
Look what up? I believe that might have been a Tim McWilliams impersonation. My God, who knows?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
When the jizz hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's Mike Amore.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's weird.
It is. Like them beans. Like them beans.
Is that just a Franks and Beans call?
Yeah. Like them beans.
Thank you, Warren.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And being
God damn it.
That's the best call of the bunch right
Hello,
there.
Hello, John and Mike. Hello.
Hey, yeah, I'd like to help out that guy from Monterey.
Yes, how?
Yeah, I'd just like to let him know that it was...
don't say that.
good finger, Don.
Jeez, I just had to cut that guy off. Hello,
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. Yes, we are. Hi.
How you doing? This is Chad from Sacramento.
Yes, hello, Chad.
This is for the guy in Monterey. Howard
Listen.
Now
you have to delete that out, right? See, the guy called to say the name of the disc jockey.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So don't do that.
This is crazy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Oh, this show's a mess. Yeah. You know what I hate? I hate having to look over at the guy from NEW, the big fat guy in the next room who's editing the show.
Yeah, but you look at big fat guys every day.
No. But what I mean is I look over at the fat guy that's editing the show, and when that disc jockey's name is mentioned, he shoots me a look like, oh, great, now you're going to make me work.
It sucks, doesn't it? Everybody's miserable under this regime. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you have that job editing this show.
We're miserable, and so's John Pop's deadhead brother.
Wow! I'm sorry you're miserable. And please don't try to hide it by pretending you're reading a magazine.
What are you reading there? The only thing you can read during this show is pornography.
Why don't you come in here for a minute? Come here.
Yeah.
Come in here. Come on in. We won't say anything you have to edit out while you come in here. Come on in. Come on. Let's meet you. Come in here.
Oh, he's hearing it on a delay, too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's hearing that. That's why he was looking at his like so confused like.
All right, let's meet the guy who's censoring our show today.
Oh,
at WAW.
There it is. Oh,
all right.
We wondered where that.
Robbie, grab that microphone for this guy. Hello, hi. What's your name?
You're gonna have to pick it up.
Eddie Trunk.
Hi, Eddie. How you doing?
How are you guys?
Eddie Trunk. How are you, man?
Eddie, we're sorry that you have to edit this show.
I'm only filling in. I do a music show here on the weekend, and they asked me to fill in because Tim's on vacation.
You know, when you chop big parts out of the show, I guess technically the show has been truncated.
The Trunkster.
You guys were truncated last Friday, I think, for football, if I remember.
Yeah, we were truncated. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, that we understood because the Giants played. But
I didn't work yesterday, if you're... questioning is related to yesterday's edit.
No. I only mentioned you because when somebody just called us and mentioned the disc jockey, you looked up at that point.
Right.
You
looked up. I had to mark the spot because your dump guy didn't get all of it, I guess.
Oh, gotcha.
So it came through. So
sorry to give you the extra work.
That'll be like, well, believe me, it's really not all that taxing in there what I'm doing. It's really not much of an effort.
Do you like being a censor?
No, actually.
Good, that's the right answer.
Good answer, Eddie Trunk.
Because I do what you guys do. I have a show here of my own on the weekend. I certainly wouldn't want somebody censoring me.
That's Eddie Trunk, and
Eddie
I like
Trunk,
that answer.
Eddie Trunk, who's being forced against his will to censor our show. Do you know anything about the alleged suspension of Jeremy Coleman yesterday?
No, as a matter of fact, I was quite surprised to hear about it because when you guys opened with it, was the first I heard about it.
Did you see Jeremy in the building yesterday?
No, but I wasn't here yesterday either.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you. Eddie Trunk, everybody.
All right. Our best to all the Trunks.
The Trunks,
thank
sir.
Thank you very much.
I understand Eddie's family used to have a wonderful water act. They were called the Swimming Trunks.
The Trunk Man.
I heard them all, guys.
The Trunkster. You heard them all?
Man of Trunks, didn't you?
Real name, just so you know.
Eddie Trunk.
Eddie Trunk with you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, I was channel surfing on the TV the other day, and I ran across, they had a mint coin out for JFK Jr. Have you seen that on TV?
The mint coin for JFK Jr., no.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny. I mean, the only thing he does, crash the airplane. I mean, why they U.S. mint a coin after him, you know what I mean?
Right, thank you. Bye-bye. Excellent point.
There's some of your people calling.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. No, he could have been one of your people.
No, he's not. He's a Republican. That's why anti-Kennedy call, obvious as the day is long. Eddie Trunk would tell you that's true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Frank Gifford called and said Jeremy is never allowed to spend another night in his box.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He was masturbating.
Who?
I don't know.
All right.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call. I mean it. Really, you drive me crazy today. Hello.
Have you seen my baseball?
Okay. Listen, that's it. That's it.
I want to wish everybody a happy summer vacation.
We are going to clear the lines out right now and take a call number 100. Please call for the secret sound if you want to win the $500.
That shows how generous you are. After those phone calls, you are still giving something away.
Yeah, we'll take the contest call. Here, call 100. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th person now. Call, say hi to Ed Trunk, the Trunkster.
The Trunk Man.
Sitting in the next room, bummed out that this is his lot in life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Editing a radio show that he probably hates.
Absolutely.
So call now. Call. Maybe we'll just talk to Eddie. Call 100. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, David.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Sounds more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Greenfield.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to have to read that Ross...
David, just let me just go in the shade. We are on the air.
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Time now. Call 100. All right. Right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hola. Hola.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I caller 100?
Jesus Christ.
God, what's the problem?
Christ. Christ, yes. What, didn't you hear us or what?
No, I didn't hear you.
Because you weren't paying attention?
Right.
Right. Uh-huh. What's your name?
Carson.
Carson. It better not be Carson Daly.
No, it isn't.
That prick. What's your last name, Carson?
Phillips.
Where are you from?
Woodbridge.
You are call 100, Carson.
Thank you.
God, I hate Carson Daly. Do you know that? Do you know besides Jennifer Love Hewitt,
he's one of the square-headed people.
There is some other incredible POA that he's gone out with, who he's recently dumped to go out with another POA.
Is he the one with Christina Aguilera?
Yeah, that's who he's with. That was Christina Aguilera.
He just goes from one to the other.
Right.
It's a curse.
Freaking dope, right? Yeah. Of all the guys who are named Carson. Carson.
Nice. Wild stuff.
Carson.
Yes.
The Carson we don't hate. You've won the Sex and the City prize bag. Don't miss new episode of Sex and the City this Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the HBO. Carson, are you ready to go for the big money?
Sure.
All right, $500 online. Secret sound number 7. We'll play you the sound now. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
And we're trying to play it for you now.
Card machine's not
working. The card machine is not working. Okay.
Sounds like silence to me.
Hey, and I'm glad you talked there, sir.
Oh, sorry.
I'll play it for you again. Here you go. You heard that time?
Yeah, it sounds like a three-hole
punch. Whoa.
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm not going to sing for this guy.
Come on, sing.
And the odds are in my favor.
Well,
today's made me way too angry.
Uh-huh. Oh. No. And your guess was?
Three-hole punch.
We haven't heard that many times.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's not a three-hole punch. Thank you.
Oh, can I tell you one thing?
Oh, sure, why not?
I'm sorry.
Of course, because that's probably the real reason you called, right?
What, Carson?
No, I was saying that the coin thing that the guy was talking about earlier that brought the show down before that I'm bringing down now.
The JFK coin?
Right. It's minted in like Tripoli or something. Gaddafi. So Gaddafi's making money off of.
All right, hold on a second, please, Carson.
Fascinating.
Jesus, three-hole punch. Don't forget that every guest is a clue
for you.
Thank you, Carson.
Except we've said it's not a three-hole punch.
Everybody that loved Carson, clap.
not a stapler.
Okay. You've heard it all before.
Listen, I think we do have the tape back at the station of my Republican brother and fellow Westwood One broadcaster.
Yes.
Of course, the G-Man, G. Gordon Liddy, talking about us today and talking about me joining the Republican Party. So let's give that tape a listen. Roll it, Jimmy.
Paul, you are on the air.
Hello, Mr. Liddy.
Yes, Paul.
Pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, Paul.
I had a quick question. I was wondering how you felt about Don Geronimo's decision to switch political parties yesterday on the air.
Okay. Well, first of all, for the benefit of many folks who are listening throughout the country, sure. We're talking about one member of a show called Don and Mike. An extremely popular show in many cities, but not necessarily the same cities that receive my program. So if you don't know who we're talking about, that's who we're talking about. We're talking about Don Geronimo, who was and the other fellow is Mike O'Meara. Well, I haven't talked to
hey other fellow,
hello other fellow,
Mr. Geronimo about it. But yesterday, as I was walking into my office, I saw Mike O'Meara, and Mike O'Meara did volunteer to me. This was after the news had broken that Senator Lieberman was going to be the Democratic vice presidential nominee, that he might, he said, I may have to go register Republican.
That's what you said.
Democrat. What I said to him. I saw him in there. He was in the garage, though.
I don't know whether Mr. O'Meara has done that or not.
No.
But it did not surprise
me. Hold on, Jimmy, stop the tape for a second.
Hold on a second.
No, I'm sorry. I thought I had a gigantic fart ready to pop its head out.
It would have been so wonderful.
Well, I know. The placement would have been great.
I know it would have.
But I'm sorry. I couldn't work it up. I thought I had one. It's just an air bubble.
And for those you know, that might think that I'm switching back and forth here, I saw Gordon in the parking lot. I said, hey, man, I might have to switch my party allegiances after that Lieberman guy got nominated. That was the day it happened.
Well, I was serious about it. I did it yesterday. I took the swearing in, oath.
Silly man.
Got the plastic card. Voting Republican. Okay, let's go back to hear what G had to say.
Therefore, to learn that Mr. Geronimo had. Now, the reason that they did is that they have, as I said, a very, very high-rated show. They get tremendous ratings, and it's what I would call a very racy show. You know, and Senator Lieberman has sort of condemned all racy entertainment whether it's television, radio, or motion pictures.
Hold on. Stop the tape right
there.
No, I don't have a fart.
Oh.
I just want to say, G has absolutely crystallized exactly why I switched.
Very good.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
Once again, G Gordon and I on the same page.
Yeah, I think he's got you nailed here, the reason you made the switch.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the tape.
And has said that shows like that, I don't think he's ever specified or singled out Don and Mike's, but shows like Don and Mike's should not be permitted on the air. And I think that's the reason that they feel that they cannot support the Democratic ticket this time around.
That's
it
right.
Would not surprise me if after Gore and Lieberman lose, and I expect that they shall, that 4 years from now, they would re-register and vote Democratic, because I don't believe that they have changed their political views.
Oh, no, stop the tape. Stop the tape.
Yeah, listen.
There's your Republican buddy. Yeah, let's let him finish that tack.
Listen, G-Man, listen, I'm coming over to your side. Is that any way to treat a defector? You should treat a defector with open arms rather than just saying, I'm coming over just for the one time.
That's you run over to the enemy side with all the intelligence and all the information, and you know what it gets you? Pow, dot, 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 right in the back of the head.
How do you know I'm not going to love being a Republican?
There you go. No, you don't know.
How do you know, G?
They've really embraced you so far. But listen here, let's let him let the man finish for the
all
love
right.
of God.
All right, let's finish. Listen to G. Go
it's
ahead.
Just
Ollie.
That I don't think they can possibly support somebody who wants to put them out of work.
Right.
There goes their families.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Morally, from a moral standpoint, I don't really agree with anything that goes on with their show. But that's part of the reason why I listen to it. To be honest with you. So, yeah, you're right. It is a racy show.
Yeah, well, you know, Mrs. Liddy considers my show racy and doesn't like it. And my mother says, that if the show reached her, she wouldn't listen to it either because it's reportedly racy. Now, I can't help it. I know I'm a bad boy and everything. But,
is he done talking about us?
I do the best I can, which is all we sinners can do.
Well, we appreciate it. I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, he did not take me as seriously as I wish I would have been taken on that issue.
I'm surprised.
He thinks I'm just
I'm
in.
On this station, and you can direct the question to them and see if I was correct about what I told you.
I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. God bless.
Listen, the answer is that I'm switching, and I might switch back, but I might like it as a Republican.
You might switch back by Election Day.
Not a chance.
I was reading an article today that said the electorate is extremely volatile, and
not a chance.
One thing might lead to another.
Mm-mm. You know me. I dig my heels in. I'm it, man. I'm America's favorite racy Republican.
Ed, does that make me America's favorite racy Democrat?
You have to think it starts with D.
Favorite dirty Democrat.
I'll be the raunchy Republican. You can be the dirty Democrat.
It's the raunchy Republican and the dirty Democrat.
And a bipartisan point of view.
And buzz it be the icky independent.
Yeah. I like that.
Well, listen, G and all you other Republicans out there, God damn it, take me seriously. Take me seriously. I got the membership card.
Are you serious?
You got the card. You're all excited about it right now.
I got the card.
I was talking to your wife about it in the cab ride over here. You know, saying, did you talk to him? Did you talk to him about it? Has he seen the light? And she said she really didn't talk to you about politics.
No, she said to me when I got home the other night, she said, okay, that's funny, right? You're doing that for a joke. And
right.
I said, no, I did the paperwork. I changed my allegiance. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be voting as a Republican.
Sad day. I was crying all the way home last night.
And she said, did you really? And I said, yeah. And then she said, well, BFD.
And I would have been very happy if the Democrats had posted yesterday, what if we get a bag of condoms?
Yeah, a bag of condoms, please.
It's not thick enough.
What do I need a bag of condoms for? I've been married to the same woman for 19 years.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We don't use condoms.
Pathetic. You can hand them out, though, at like appearances, because you're America's favorite raunchy Republican.
Thank you, dirty Democrat. How you doing, icky independent?
I'm doing good, thanks. And we
and
have
you,
one
the,
person.
The laughing libertarian. Hello.
The funny fascist.
And don't forget the next room, Broyhill, the kooky commie. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Right.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Love your show, guys.
Thank you.
I just want to make one quick point, Don. I think you may be shooting yourself in the foot with this switch.
Sure.
Because
you know, by and large, the Republicans are way more for censorship than the Democrats, any Democrat, and that includes Lieberman or Tipper Gore could ever be. You ever heard of Ralph Reed?
Oh, yeah, president, former president of the Christian
right,
Coalition.
Right, he's that that faggot movie critic,
he's
right?
Like the, he's like that...
That's Rex Reed.
Oh, that's Rex Reed.
No, he's
Reed.
Like that grown-up Damien from The Omen.
He is.
He used to lead the Christian Coalition. Now he's one of Bush's top paid advisors. You don't think those guys are for censorship, buddy?
Have you ever seen that guy that looks about... He looks like he's 8 years old, and he comes on all the news shows, and he's right of Attila the Hun. He's very scary. He's very into that censorship. And I don't think he heads up the Christian Coalition anymore. I think he is... he's now an operative in Washington.
They're my brothers. Knock it off.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that it doesn't matter what your party affiliation is. You can vote any way you want.
I know, but I'm making a stand here, honey.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don told me he wants to vote in the Republican primaries.
I do.
Well,
I want to be Republican all the way.
It's frightening.
Well, congratulations.
You're going to get a nice square head haircut. You know, I'm going to start driving a big late model American car.
You're going to dress like Drew Carey.
Yeah. I'm going to be Republican. Is Drew Carey Republican?
I don't know if he's a Republican, but he certainly looks like one.
The square head. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Mike.
Yes, we are.
I want you to know that I invented voting. I also invented dog sand and the Hubble telescope.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's funny. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I'd just like to talk about that censorship thing for a minute, if I may.
All right, without using any specifics that we can't talk about, go ahead.
Yes, I'd just like to say I think it's a bunch of crap, and I think someone needs to take care of that guy. I know I'm not trying to get y'all in trouble and mention his name or anything, but I think it's a load of bull, and I'd just like to say I love your own show, and I hope y'all beat him.
Thank you. Thank all you, right. Sir. It's a war. That's what I try to tell Ken.
Sure.
War. It's a friggin' war, and you don't win a war by suspending the program director.
No way.
You know, you're suspending the weakest link in the chain.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like if we really were at war and George Patton went and said, listen, who's, let me see, we got the guys on the front line who are battling the crowds.
Right.
We've got all of the guys back here who are supplying the medical attention. Who's the one guy who's sitting around with the thumb up his ass hiding, afraid that he's going to get hit by some shrapnel? Listen. Take that guy out.
Lieutenant Coleman.
Yeah.
Back here.
Right.
I mean, really, when a football team's in a slump and they get out of line, they go out and party all night, they don't suspend the guy that holds the parabolic microphones.
Yeah, you know what this is like? We've just suspended the kicker.
Right.
We've just suspended our foreign field goal kicker.
For the love of God, what kind of statement does that make?
On the CBS Infinity football team.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How you doing? Hey, couldn't you guys say Stoward Hearn?
Would you listen?
Stop it!
That has to be deleted. You do not understand the sheep dit that you're going to get us in by doing that. I'm very serious.
Wait, come on! What do you think we're talking about?
Do you think I'm kidding about that?
I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm not. I'm not. We can't. They will edit that out of the show.
Sorry.
Okay. Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye, you fum duck. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
He couldn't dare.
Pardon me?
Hello?
I said he couldn't dare.
All right.
You're ruckin' fright. Hello?
Hi. I was just curious if Don's switch to the Republican Party, it brought him one step closer to his dream of old age camps.
Now, listen, that's a question. Let me frame it properly here. Do you think that your switch to the party will mobilize your political base in order for you to eventually become king
first
and set up the leisure camps for senior citizens?
Leisure camps is exactly what you call them, not work camps.
Well, you know, since I'm on the other side of the aisle, I'll call them exactly what they are. They're work camps for old people. They're putting people to work that have lived their lives supporting this great nation. And then what you're going to do, you're not going to revere them. You're not going to reward them. What you're going to do is you're going to put them in labor camps.
I'm going to put them in leisure camps. What I'm going to do is get them off the roads.
Yeah.
Where we know that they, for God's sake, they can't be driving. Mm-hmm. You know, while they've still got some feeling in their bones, I'm going to have them in there making the Nike shoes, making the Kathy Lee fashion.
Get ready for Don's World, ladies and gentlemen. When you go to the McDonald's and you see that kindly senior citizen that's working behind the counter, or you go to Walmart and you see those greeters, that's all you're going to see eventually.
That's right.
Every fast food employee will be over the age of 75 at gunpoint.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I want to welcome you to the Republican Party.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, Drew Carey is a Republican.
Of course he is.
He had the second greatest big disc jockey next to you guys on his show a couple times, and that would be Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
There's your brethren right there.
Right, Rush Limbaugh.
No, Rush Limbaugh. Don't you dare. Don't go that far.
Rush Limbaugh. He might be right.
Oh,
hello, Don and Mike Show.
God. Come on now. He's a tat furred.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was just thinking it might be time to put all this political stuff to rest and make your move and become king.
Well, that's the eventual goal, honey.
Yeah, I think it's time. Now make your move.
I'll cross party lines and support you for king if you disavow any party affiliation now. You know, if you just want to make
I'm a Republican.
I can't support you. I will be the dirty prince.
You're not going for either side. Now's the time to make your move and become king. We're all waiting.
Now, honey, listen. As I've tried to say, this guy Lieberman is a putz. And if he's in there, he's got one finger on the button. You think they're censoring us now? Just wait until Lieberman gets in there. That's why I'm going with Bush and, what's the guy's name? Cheney. Bush and Cheney. Those are the guys I'm voting for. That's why I switched to become a Republican. And I am. This is not a gag. I'm really doing it.
This is not a drill. I repeat, this is not a drill. He's, but what about the people that would say that...
I'm not cucking fitting.
Senator Lieberman is a brilliant man, a man of great character. And although he has said that he doesn't approve of certain things on the airwaves...
Mike, huck film. That's what I have to say. Huck film.
You will not listen to reason on this issue.
Mm-mm.
He seems to be a very qualified candidate.
Father Mucker. That's what he is. He wants to shut these shows up.
All right, go for your knucking fossies.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey. 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 Let's not bring the knucking fossies into this, okay?
All right. Then I'll say the knucking. I can't do it as well as you can. It's very dangerous because I always think I'm going to slip. I'm going to have to write it down.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Don is a new Republican.
Pallet heads.
Hello.
What?
Hello.
As a new Republican, would you rather be a ugly 9-inch truck or a gorgeous 1-inch truck?
What are you talking about?
What?
Here's another call that makes no... You know, in your mind, sir, this might be very funny, but we don't understand what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
Explain the joke that we don't get.
This guy is bleeping out your stuff.
Yeah?
Now, never mind. It was a Big Brother joke.
All right, whatever. Thank you. You know, and about Big Brother, when I got home last night, Frida's watching the show, the Big Brother show, and I said to her, I used to watch...
Watching the Big Brother. It almost sounded like she's watching the Big Brother.
I said to her, I was in the camp of Big Brother for a while, but now, even I can't stand it. It's so boring. What they did last night, the challenges that they have on Big Brother suck. The challenge last night was that they all had to pretend that they were on a Jerry Springer show.
Oh.
And the mom who's getting divorced, the mom with the gigantic horse mouth.
I hate her.
She played Jerry Springer, and they had George, the fat roofer.
Right.
He pretended that he was like a Liberace type.
Oh,
and it was just them yelling and screaming at each other.
It's
just
people with no appreciable talent that are just there because they, they disrupted their lives.
Like some bad theater group that you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Frida, I very rarely say this about television, but... Why don't we turn the TV off?
Wow. I got the impression.
I know, listen, that's two big statements in one week. I became a Republican, and I said, turn the TV off.
Oh, man. I got the impression watching the stripper Jordan on with David Letterman.
So bucking foreign.
That's true. From the audience reaction, I got the impression that there's just a great deal of hatred for all these people.
Yes.
That we like to watch them, but we also kind of think that they're worthless human beings, and we really don't like them. We just like staring at them. And I think maybe even that's wearing thin.
Yeah. Lucking foozers. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
I was wondering if you guys talked about Johnny Ridge yet.
I don't know what there is to say except that there's an incredible double standard in the media, in the Washington Post, that, listen, it's no secret that a couple of years ago, I was driving around, I had some pot with me in my car, I made a gigantic mistake, I don't party anymore, I don't take drugs anymore, but I had a joint in my pocket, and I got pulled over, and it was on the front page of the goddamn newspaper.
Yes, it was.
Okay?
I remember that, and there were more than one article, too. It was a long period of time where, they had a great time with that. that at our favorite publication.
And, you know, I took the heat for that. I was guilty for that. I don't do drugs anymore. I don't advocate anybody does drugs. It was embarrassing for me. It was embarrassing for my family. But the point of the matter is I had some pot on me, mm-hmm. okay? Well, this guy, this jockey from HFS,
mm-hmm.
he has coke, heroin, pot, and kiddie porn.
Right.
And the story about him ends up on page B5 of the Metro section.
Of course it does.
Right? I got pulled over for having a joint, and I'm on the front page of the newspaper.
Right.
The guy from HFS has pot, coke, heroin, and kiddie porn, and he's on page 5 of the Metro section.
Hmm.
You know, I don't think he had TV reporters staked out in front of his house like I did 2 years ago.
It might have something to do with ratings, too. You know, it's a double standard, sure, but it's also that guy's not as big a fish.
But for the grace of God to go, I'm not busting this guy's balls. I had to learn my lesson the hard way about that. And I won't ever mess around with getting high anymore, but Jesus, you know, I mean, I got to admit that today when I heard that story, I thought, oh, I'm sure that will be on the page one.
Right.
And I look on page 2, page 3, I look in the style section, not there. Page B5 of the Metro section.
He's probably never slammed that publication. They wait and like,
right.
Oh, look what happened. Print it.
God damn, I mean, when I got pulled over, I was praying it would be on page B5 of the Metro section.
Yeah, I think there is a certain agenda they have. I think we've proven that.
Not only was I on page 1, it was a bad picture of me they ran on page 1.
That's right.
A real bad picture. So I don't have much comment there.
All right, Don and Jay, 2 more things.
Hope the guy gets his act together. You know, it was a wake-up call for me, man. I don't party anymore.
Did you hear me when I talked to Larry Michaels after the game? Larry Michael.
Yeah.
He would want to know have people call in and how you did on the show.
Do you call a lot of radio shows?
No.
Are you talking about the Redskins post game?
Correct.
Yeah, what about that?
I was just telling them that I thought you did a great job, but you should have been talking about...
All right, thank you. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. What's up?
This better not be the fake Fez.
No, this is not the Fez. This is the real Mike Capel in Green Bay, Wisconsin. What's up, guys?
Hey, do you know that tomorrow, Fez is coming in tomorrow?
We're going to have Fez live?
Yeah, Fez is coming down to NEW during the daytime tomorrow.
To meet Buzz.
So he can meet Buzz.
Excellent.
I think he's going to be wearing a wedding dress tomorrow when he comes down here.
Hey. I love that. Now, how did that come about anyway, that hey?
Oh, never mind. What can we do for you?
I just want to say hey.
Oh, come on.
He just likes that.
God. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. You are on the air.
Thanks and friends.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, how much longer is your parole?
I'm done with that.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
I've been done with that for 3 years.
No. That's when it happened, right?
Hey, listen, man. I think I would know better than you, man.
So you didn't get any parole at all?
I had like 6 months of parole time, Mom.
Okay.
I had to go see a guy, and I had to go pee in a jar for him, Mom.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's all I needed to know.
All right, Mom.
Later.
Good call.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Lot of great calls today.
Yeah, I would like to ask a question of Mike.
Yes?
Mike, do you hear the vocal similarities between Lieberman and the dad in Elf?
Yes. You know what, Mike? That's one of the actors that I was trying to think of. There's another guy. There's a character actor who is...
I just want to say, Alf, we're very happy to be the vice presidential candidate.
Max Wright.
Yeah, there are, mm-hmm. absolutely. Now that you bring it up, I didn't think of that until this call, but you're absolutely right. There are similarities.
But there is a famous character actor. God, I wish you could remember his name. He's in 1,000 movies and TV shows. He looks just like Lieberman, and he always plays the crying, whining, complaining guy. He does. I mean, I'm going to try to research this and find out who it is. You'll recognize him instantly.
Yes, I'm very happy. I'm very happy to accept the nomination.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, wanted to ask you guys about the laser eye surgery. I didn't get to hear the end of the show yesterday.
Yes?
Who won?
The lady that had the peanut butter. The guy that brought his wife in to eat the peanut butter from between two pillows.
But is it too much to ask that you listen to the show?
No, it isn't. I listened to the first part.
Thank you.
I had kids in the car.
You're a bad listener.
It's amazing because they did the procedure right after that, and the laser went right through the back of his skull, clean through the wall.
Hello. They did it through his anus.
Ouch.
Actually, they went up through the peanut butter.
Right, through the peanut butter, through his anus, right through the aorta into his eye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, I have just moved from Sacramento, one of the greatest markets for the show in the world.
And right now, I want to tell you something. That guy, he is pooping 2015.
Really? Man, I've never seen it look better.
Hello. Yeah, I'm sorry. What can we do for
you? No, I was wondering if you were on anywhere down south near San Diego.
Yes, thank you. Hello. I don't have the list.
No, who knows?
And to be honest, the list that Westwood One supplies us,
right, it's 1968.
Yeah, it changes daily. I have no idea, but I do know we are around San Diego somewhere. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, love your show. I travel all over the country, and I got on your website to find out where I could listen to you. I just had one quick question.
We don't have a website, but that's okay.
Right, your unofficial website.
Okay, thank you.
I had one quick question for you. I caught you on the Redskins preseason game. I thought you did a great job, but weren't you thinking the whole time you were sitting there with Sam Huff, weren't you just ready for him to...
The guy's an idiot.
What is... Is this the official day that people
we
call...
Just, we got a bunch of dumb guys calling
what
us
What is
today?
The deal?
Are you? Listen, are you calling us from a boat?
I'm sorry, it's a mobile phone.
I mean, you really think about what you're going to say, right? Hello?
Right.
And then you call up, and what do you forget? Come on, what did you want to say?
Mr. 40 has a better memory.
What did you want to say?
He wants to say goodbye.
She just hangs up.
Man.
Goddamn. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I wanted to tell Don the actor he's thinking.
Fucking believable.
Very nice. Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
You want to tell me what?
The name of the actor that you're looking for Lieberman.
Who is it?
Is Wallace Shawn. He's in Clueless and... My Dinner with Andre. He's kind of a wimpy guy with like...
No, that's not him. Are you talking about the guy who was the teacher who Cher hooked up in Clueless?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not the guy I'm thinking of, although he is a big wimp.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, my friend.
Isn't that the guy from Clueless?
And that's also the guy from the Rob Reiner movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. Princess Bride.
You thought that I had the poison, but I drank the poison, so you thought if I drank the poison... There you go. So therefore, I have deducted the fact that you will die.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, I think the guy might be Henry Gibson. The guy that used to
from
be...
From Laughlin? No.
He has the oversized head and the pixie-like body. He does have a little Henry Gibson in him.
Yeah, he does kind of look like him, doesn't he?
No, come on.
Yeah, well, I got one other thing to say to you.
What's that?
The dark side exacts a terrible price from those who practice it. Carla, we all love you.
Is that Predator again?
It might be.
Why are so many brothers calling this show and quoting Predator to us?
Well, it's an anthem, Don.
It's a new phenomenon.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Any movie with Carl Weathers in it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You get a prize for remembering that. That's Apollo Creed, right?
Apollo Creed, Carl Weathers.
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching that movie Short Circuit, and that guy, Lieberman, looks just like that guy.
Short Circuit, is that the one with the bad robot?
Yeah, the bad robot. It was one of the scientists that was trying to keep Steve Gutenberg down. You know what I'm talking about?
I just think it's pathetic that you're watching a Steve Gutenberg movie, and sad to say, I know exactly the movie you're talking about. It's got the guy...
Short Circuit, it was all over cable. It's got the Indian-looking guy.
Yeah, right, and there was also Short Circuit 2.
And they run them on... There's some sort of contract that they made with the devil to run on cable for the rest of their lives.
Constantly. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
The guy Lieberman reminds you of would have to be the attorney on the movie My Cousin Vinny that was fired midway through the trial. The guy that stuttered.
You know, that's too obscure. It might be, but I don't remember.
You don't remember the guy that stuttered and they had to be fired him midway through?
No, I don't. Okay. I really don't. Although Rob has just written me a prompt that the hit song from the movie Short Circuit was Who's Johnny by DeBarge. That's why he is a useless fountain of information.
That's too obscure for me.
Yes,
wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, but the guy they fired on My Cousin Vinny was right in your wheelhouse.
Hello, John and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, please turn your radio down.
Okay.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say the greatest things in the world after sex are golf, the Red Sox, and deep fat fries.
You know what I like about that call? First of all, it was a call, you know, just mentioning the things I like. And secondly, he put his pickup truck on cruise control and called us from the bed of the truck.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I know who that guy is from MILF.
Okay, who?
It's,
Hey, knock it off
today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I believe
hey, you fat bastard.
I believe he may have been imitating the last guy.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Yeah, wasn't Lieberman and Alf? Wasn't he the father and Alf?
All right, now everybody started to repeat themselves. Listen, we're going to clear the lines out. Give everybody a chance to win $100 now.
Excellent.
We're going to play one of our radio favorites. We hardly ever play a game this early in the show. We're going to try it today. We're going to play, it's our combination of To Tell the Truth and What's My Line.
Very good.
And the way this works is that you call us up if you have a wacky occupation.
It has to be really wacky.
And for instance, a wacky occupation would be the guy who called us that one time and worked in a crematorium. The guy who, creamed people's bodies.
I guess we remember those because those are, I think that was the greatest one ever. He got in trouble, didn't he?
Yeah, he got in trouble. Yeah. He got fired, actually, for calling the show and describing.
Yeah, he said, no, she's got a toe tag, she's 85.
Describing the body that he was putting into the oven.
Shouldn't have done that.
So listen, if you've got a wacky job, call us right now at 877-365-3636. You'll have the pleasure of talking to our producer, Carlos Broyhill.
Yes, he of the minimal syllables.
And then here's how this works. One person will have a wacky job.
Right.
Three other people will call up, and they will pretend that they have the same wacky job.
Right.
The job will be for us, me and Mike and Buzz, to decide who's telling the truth.
Right.
So I guess it really might be like To Tell the Truth, but it has elements of What's My Line also.
Right. Two great game shows that taste great together.
It's kind of a ripoff of both shows.
Right.
But the first thing we need is someone who has the wacky occupation.
And then we need the imposters, Mr. Scholarship winner.
So, call now at 877-365-3636. By way of example, I'll take a couple of calls here.
Good.
And we'll see what kind of wacky occupations people are calling, and we'll tell you if you're moving in the right direction or not.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
That was a mime.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, hey, Don and Mike. I'm calling in to play the game.
Yeah, what is your occupation?
I sell bathtub liners.
See, that wouldn't be wacky enough.
Yeah, sorry, not thick enough, but thank you for calling.
Thank you, though.
Okay.
But see, that's a good building block, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I got a wacky job for you.
What is your job?
I used to make plastic breasts.
I mean, you made plastic breasts?
Yes.
You used to?
Yeah.
For what? Why would you make plastic breasts?
Well, they were used to calibrate mammography machines.
All right, see, now that would have been...
Yeah, you make boobs.
Right.
Interesting.
That would have been... Now, we can't use this...
No.
...because you've already been on the air with us, and we know that it's you, but that's not a bad occupation.
Thank you for being our sacrificial lamb.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
See, that's not a bad one. Make fake boobs. So we need one guy or gal out there who really has a wacky occupation, and then the other people can lie.
Very good.
And it's up to us to select who's lying. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, and there's some guy who just hung up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
I got a wacky job.
What is your wacky job?
I pick mushrooms for the county.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not that wacky. It just sounded funny the way he said it.
Yeah.
I pick the mushrooms for the county.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Because, you know, all those legislators need some shrooms.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah. I'm actually, the professional name of my business is a horologist.
Horologist, and what is a horologist?
A watchmaker.
Oh, okay. See, that wouldn't be thick enough.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Thanks, Geppetto.
Don and Mike Show.
I don't know why I said that name, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah.
Little old watchmaker. So they're lederhosen on.
Yeah, but Geppetto made puppets, man.
I know, but it's just, I'm a little old watchmaker.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, what do you do?
Clean sewers.
You clean sewers.
It's Ed Norton.
Speaking of cleaning sewers, I will not disappoint this
one. Oh, here we go. Listen up. Oh, man.
Did that count?
I'm disappointed.
I don't think that counts.
Yeah.
That might be... again, I'm disappointed.
I think you should smell that.
I think we're going to need a little more.
All right, Mr. Democrat. All right. That's not sponsored.
If you were still a member of the Democratic Party, if you were still a donkey, I would have accepted that
instead
one.
Of an elephant?
An elephant, yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
About eight.
Oh, that ducking funky. Duck that funky.
I make body jewelry.
Uck the felophant.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What do you do?
I make body jewelry.
Make body jewelry? No.
Yeah, for like clitties and penile places and.
Clitties.
not wacky enough.
Clitties.
Hey, clitties. Who wants some clitty jewelry?
We got it here for your ear, your nose, your clitty.
G. Gordon Clitty. That'd be a great name for his business.
Oh, absolutely.
G. Gordon Clitty. All right, hold on. Let's let Carlos Broyhill talk to people on the phone.
Oh.
If you do have indeed a wacky job, call Charlie right now. He's standing by at 877-365-3636. Charlie will let us know during the break if he's found one person who has a story.
I think you should mention Egar's now.
Oh, well,
yeah. It just got over here.
You smelling it now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, thanks, guys. I told you.
My God.
Like, what, my word is not good enough for you?
Man, what a stucking fig.
You saw what I had for lunch today, that giant tuna.
Unbelievable.
Egars.com, hottest cigar site on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I might have another one.
Extra spicy.
Please,
no.
And Mike's got one, too.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Right, we're going to need towels.
All of these parts are brought to you by egars.com.
Oh, man, it smells like a petting zoo in here.
Call down if you got the wacky job. We will be right back to play the game.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to thank Don and Mike had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause, and it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours like that and keep it going with that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten.
You were so bombed at the end of that show.
Weren't we going on vacation the next day?
Yeah, that was the day we played donkey basketball against girls in bikinis, and you were bombed, especially where you said, all right.
I was the king of unwinding.
Listen, we have some occupations. I don't know if these are going to pan out or not.
All right.
But we have some potential occupations for the What's My Line to Tell the Truth.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I guess these wouldn't be that great, or we wouldn't be taking them on the air. But
yeah, so we haven't gotten the real slam dunk yet.
Well, one of these might be. I don't know. Hello, who's this?
This is Jason.
But then again, if it was the one great job, we couldn't use it because we know the guy's voice.
This is Jason.
Jason, where are you calling from?
From Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. What's your job, Jason?
Well, veterinary.
A veterinarian?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just on the farm here.
Yeah.
Are you an educated veterinarian?
Well, I'm currently taking classes at Oklahoma State.
All right.
You're
learning to be a vet.
What makes that wacky?
Well, you ejaculate bulls.
You collect bull semen?
Yes.
Do you actually J.O. the bulls?
Well, you stick a big electricity.
Works for me.
I know a guy used to do that with the Chicago Bulls. Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan.
Who's got Dennis Rodman tonight?
So you stick an electronic ramming rod up a bull's ass.
And that's all it takes?
That's it.
Boy,
it's electricity.
I wonder if that works for humans.
it
does.
Mike, find out in New York tonight.
Buzz said yes, it does.
It does.
Sounds like the Ron and Seth show.
Hey.
All right, so you for a living, that's all you do is get bulls to ejaculate?
Not all the time.
Oh, all right, then. Thank you.
His favorite part.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to toss you back. Thank you, though. Make sure you wash your hands before dinner. And don't bite your nails. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's your job, please? Where are you calling from?
Chico, California.
All right, what's your job?
I'm a general manager of a radio station. I'm glad I'm not a bull.
You're a general manager. Are you a general manager of one of our affiliates?
No, I am not.
You're the general manager of a competing station?
Well, we don't have a Don and Mike affiliate up here. I hear you out of Sacramento.
Really?
Oh, and you're calling with an unusual occupation?
As a general manager of a radio station.
Yeah, well, God.
What's the radio station that you're the general manager for?
We have four stations up here.
Really? Well, why don't you have our show on one of your four stations?
We're talking about it.
Yeah, well, you should.
Well, I mean, Christ, if the general manager of the station's calling us to play a bit, you should be running our show, for God's sake.
Well, we just might someday.
Have you ever stuck a cattle prod up a bull?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
What do you do in a power failure when that happens?
You hope that you're not a calf.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, GM.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Right.
An idiot general manager. That is not unusual.
Playing a game.
Hey, we're talking about it.
Hello, Don. Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Hey. I dispense antipsychotic medications to maximum security jails and prisons all over the country.
Cool. Well, that's a pretty good job.
Oh, there you go. Now suddenly, you're in Buzz's wheelhouse. Cool.
I just absolutely love it. It's the best job in the world.
Now, do you, like, drive a truck to the prison and drop it off?
Like a good humor truck.
I have. Or do you, like, you don't put the local ones.
You don't put them in the Dixie cups and hand them to the inmates, do you?
No. I just package them up like a drugstore pharmacy.
Uh-huh.
So, but...
Cool. No, I don't think so. Not wacky enough.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah. Love you guys, though.
Thank you.
Maybe if he was handing out the medication with a cattle prod.
I can do that sometimes. I hear they do.
Thank you. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, Charlie, this guy on line three, is he a keeper or can I talk to him? No, you didn't do it? Okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, speak to us.
That's why there's nobody there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I can't say this on the air because I'll get in really big trouble, but
hold on.
You are on the air.
You're on the air.
Okay, can you take me off?
Just say it very softly, honey. What is it? Is it what you do for a living?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, then just whisper it to me.
If I say the word, I'll get in trouble.
Spell it then.
Start to spell it.
R-E...
Rectal?
T-A...
R-E-P-A?
No, T.
R-E-T-A... Retail?
No.
Oh. Retard?
Oh, you work with retards?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know what? It's too bad. It's too bad you got through on the air, because that would be a perfect one for us to guess.
Yeah.
Who works with retards? What do you do with retards?
Anything they want.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, gratifying. Get out of here.
Come on, do you really work with retards?
Yes.
So do I.
I do. They're from ages 6 to 14.
Oh, well, you know, listen, if you've got to be retarded, that's the best age to be retarded. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, cool. I bet that's the place you want to have your kid if he's got that situation.
Anything you want.
That's the wonder years as far as your retards go.
Absolutely.
6 to 14. Hello, Don. It's Mike's show.
Hey, how are you?
Rob, I think she ever ushered them into manhood.
I'll bet she did.
Yeah, she only takes them up to 14. Now, Billy, now you're going to be a man today.
I don't know, from the sound of her.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi.
I thought it was going to be something, you know, I can't say it. R-E-T. I'm thinking retail.
You know, I think from that call, it's obvious that she's well-trained.
Yeah. Retard.
Uh-huh. And deeply cares about her work.
Absolutely.
Sensitive lass.
She works with retards. Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
It's like it reminds me of the movie Something About Mary, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah. I tie him to a chain, let him run all day.
Yeah.
Happy as a clam.
He's a good ass.
What can we do for you? What do you do?
I cut organs out of dead people for donation.
Wow.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. Too bad we heard that one on there. Hey, Charlie, do you have one lined up yet? Oh, you have one.
Oh, good.
Oh, Charlie already has an occupation.
Oh, good. Okay, fantastic.
It's not this guy, is it, Charlie? Because this is a damn good one. You cut organs out of dead people.
Well, I mean, wait, I thought that has to be done by a skilled surgeon in order for it to work. Like, if you're going to do a heart transplant and give somebody a heart, I mean, you have to have a skilled surgeon do this. Are you a skilled surgeon?
No, actually, I cut eyeballs and stuff mostly.
I think it's BS.
Yeah,
I think any organ transplant has to be done
really?
By an expert surgeon on one end of the...
You don't
sit there. What do you think? You know,
it's easier to cut out the eyeball than something else. You just give them like an ice cream scoop.
But do you think, you know, like, on one end you've got the delicate surgical procedure, and on the other end some guy with a paring knife and a dirty T-shirt?
Yeah, right.
No way.
You say, listen, okay, you're for kidneys, you are for lungs.
No way.
And you, the retard, take care of the eyes.
No way.
Just pop them out.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I cut organs out of dead people.
I don't think.
Hello. He probably does anywhere.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like you to meet. This is Mike O'Mara. He's our liver man. This is Buzz Burbank. He is our kidney man.
How do you do?
Rob Spiewak is in charge of lungs, and Tom Gavitt in charge of the eyes.
Hey guys.
Hey, here we go. Where's my knife?
Hey, what's up?
Come on.
Knife,
N E N T. Hello, Don Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm trying to call to get it online and talk about the crazy job I used to have.
God, I wonder if that lady ever worked with Tom when he was between the ages of 6 and 14.
I don't know.
Tom Gavin's Wonder Years.
Yeah, the Wonder Years for Tom. I think Tom's still in his Wonder Years.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah,
what is
Hello?
What's your job? Although I think we already have one. What's yours?
I used to have a job working with this dog breeder, and she used to breed these very expensive dogs. And what you would have to do is you could keep sure that dog was not injured, so that, you know, not to hurt this very expensive dog. And then what they would do is they would freeze his stuff and ship it out to this lady's case, it was California.
I used to go to school. The guy did that for free.
What was his name again?
Billy.
Billy what?
Billy Bouchard.
Hello?
Yeah, no, thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you.
And then Billy's sister came in one day and said, Billy, Mom told you not to do that in the house.
And that's not a joke, right?
I wasn't there, but a friend of mine said that that's what the sister came in and said. Said, Mom told you, don't do that in the house. You have to go in the backyard.
J.O. and the dog.
Hello, Don and Mike. In the yard.
Don and Mike show.
I heard that retards are hung like horses.
Well, generally, yes. I do believe that that's God's way of evening things out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Of course, that's just my theory.
And I could be wrong. Just
yes,
like
sir.
Dennis Rodman. Not Dennis Miller.
Hello.
Hi there.
This subject.
Hello.
I was calling about my job.
What's your job?
I instruct men in the use of vacuum erection devices following radical prostatectomies, call on urological surgeons and that sort of thing.
That is a great one.
Hey, listen, how's Ken Stevens coming along?
is he a quick study?
Listen. Charlie, you got one over there? You got a job? Listen, Broyhill says we don't have to keep talking to this people because he, in fact, has somebody. Now what we need are three people. How many you want, Charlie? Three or four. Four skilled liars. We have someone. Five skilled liars. I take it back. We'll take up the five calls on this. Now listen, the deal is, Chuck Broyhill, our producer, has got someone who has a real wacky job.
And we're going to put some imposters on the line too, right?
Yes, Charlie Broyhill will come in and tell us what the wacky job is. Then each of us, me, you, and Buzz, will talk to a total of six people.
Very good.
We'll be able to ask each of them a question or two or three.
Good.
And then we will try to decide which one of the people is telling us the truth. And if the person who really has the job fools us, that person gets $100. And if the person who's lying fools us, that person gets $100.
Absolutely.
So listen, all you skilled liars, now's the time to call. Talk to Chuck Broyhill. Phone number 877-365-3636. We've got our wacky job. Now we need the wacky liars. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is...
See that hot dog out there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach.
start with, the taste to stay with. And that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
This is the story.
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
I don't think I've ever seen Ken Stevens as uncomfortable as he just was in the hallway.
True.
Both our show and Opie and Anthony's show had commercials at the same time.
And all four of us standing in the hallway surrounding Ken Stevens.
And he looked absolutely petrified.
Yeah. At one point, I was talking to Anthony, and I said, maybe one of these days Ken will come in his Roman centurion outfit with a big stick and put it down on the ground and say, let's begin the war. And Ken said,
well, what do you mean?
And I knew at that point he was getting ready to flee.
And then I came out of the John. I came over and I said, hey, look, it's your four favorite disc jockeys all standing together with you. And he spilled coffee. He turned to run so fast he spilled his goddamn coffee.
I think the next time you see him on this side of the building will be somewhere in the year 2002.
Now listen, we have people standing online. One of them is telling us the truth, and five of them are lying.
Very good.
We will get right to that, but I have to share something with you first.
Okay.
That makes me very proud. I've just received a fax from the Northern Virginia GOP.
Ah, here come your friends again.
Oh, Jesus. They have put out a press release.
You mean they can write?
And as you can see, the headline, F you, Mike, the headline says...
You know, I like that. You do that, and then I get a real, like, oh, from you. That's funny. That makes me laugh.
What, from Rob?
From Rob, the real Republican in the room.
Hey, I'm a real Republican now.
Right.
So look at the headline.
Uh-huh.
Radio host Don Geronimo switches the GOP on nationally syndicated Don and Mike show.
There you go.
Nova GOP PAC chairman swears him in live on Washington, D.C.'s number one rated show. Along with millions of other Americans, radio personality Don Geronimo has become disenchanted with the Democratic Party and its presidential ticket. But unlike other Americans, Mr. Geronimo has a nationally syndicated show with millions of listeners to make his complaints known. Following Mr. Geronimo's on-air request for someone to come to their studio at WJFK-FM and swear him into the Republican Party, Northern Virginia Republican Political Action Committee Chairman James Parmalee took up the challenge and formally swore him in on the station's number one rated Don and Mike show. In welcoming Don to the GOP, Mr. Parmalee presented him with a Republican membership card, the Northern Virginia GOP agenda newsletter, a Clean House Vote Republican bumper sticker, and a copy of the Virginia Republican Creed. For more information on the Northern Virginia Republican PAC, please see their website at www.northernvirginiagop.com. And look at that. They put out a real goddamn press release.
There it is.
There it is. They're happy to have me on their side.
GOP PAC.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you for the attention. I crave the attention.
I know. And you got it. And they've given you what you wanted.
Yeah.
And the Democratic Party, of which I'm a card-carrying member, has not offered anything.
And I'm a spokesperson for the Republicans. Look at that. They put me in a press release.
There you go. And you know what? Next, the next step, perhaps, drafting you for a candidacy. And then, eventually, when you restructure the entire political system, of course, the ultimate goal, king.
Now, listen, before we play our game, our monosyllabic producer, Charles Broyhill, must come in and must grunt to us and tell us what the job is.
Yeah, during the break, he was taking calls, said, no, come into a room, getting job.
He kept us out of the room. That's how we were outside with Opie and Anthony. He just...
You do that to me again.
He just...
I swear to God, I will hit back the next time. Do not hit me. I don't hit you. You don't hit me.
Oh, my God. That sound? Mm-hmm. That was the sound of him hitting you in the headphones?
Yeah, I mean, like, out of nowhere. I wasn't even looking. No hitting. No hitting.
Jesus.
In the house or anything?
No hitting. Well, no. On the off the air, we can wrestle like we used to. Scared the hell out of me.
Jesus Christ.
What's that? Didn't hurt it. Just all of a sudden, I felt this like pressure in this.
Oh, I heard it.
It was like he gave me a shot. I say, well, who do you think you are, Dennis Reese?
Yes, I do.
Charles Broyhill. Who? I can't ask who. What is the job that we will be guessing today?
This person specializes in the removal of the eyeball, replacing it with a glass eye, which includes cleaning out the eye socket and everything that's wrong inside of the eye.
All right, that's a good wacky job. Someone who doesn't make glass eyes. The person...
Is this a surgeon?
This is an optometrist type guy.
Okay.
And you hit him when he was referring to you when he was doing the caveman thing.
An optometrist right. type guy. And incidentally, if you are going to have your eye removed, you want it removed by an optometrist type guy. What's he working, a strip mall?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, so one of these people is an optometrist type guy.
Right. Come on in. Need a new one? Come on in.
And what he does is, or she, since I see we have women, what this person does is, when someone has a dead eye, they scoop out the old one and they put in a glass eye?
That's right.
Okay.
So is this a person that comes in, like, maybe after somebody's had the damaged eye, like, removed, and maybe they prep the eye for the glass eye?
That's right. And I was also told that a lot of the work is involving prisoners.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. So this is someone who sees a lot of dead eyes. Doll's eyes. All right, that's the occupation.
The prisoners.
Hold on. What type of prisoners have this done? Why would prisoners have this done?
Well, if they're involved in a...
One-eyed prisoners, Don. Well, yeah, see yourself, a-hole. You are pushing it today.
If they're involved in a prison-type fight...
Oh, I got you. Oh, right. If they put each other's eyes out in the prison fights. Okay.
Don't you dare. Don't dare. Don't hit me again. He poked him. No hitting. Get out of here.
Jesus. Two cheerleaders. Come on.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why he hit
that's
you.
That's why
he
hit
you. You brought up the thing about the cheerleaders.
Yeah, well, I didn't, you know, somebody just told me, little fly on the wall, little birdie told me, okay? Yeah, come in, hang out with Charlie, get a half hour airtime.
Okay, let's go right to these lines, okay?
All right.
And one of these people is real, and five are lying to us.
Let's find out who's the real optometrist type guy.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, what is your name?
Oh, hi, I'm Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Mark, what do you do?
I am an optometrical surgeon.
Well, he's out of the...
Oh, come on, keep going. I'm a little nervous.
You know what? Hold on. We've had guys play this game before, though, and psych us out...
They try to be dumb.
...by pretending to be dumb so that they won't be guessed.
That is absolutely true.
I'm not saying that that's the case here.
Right.
We might have a real dumb
Well, first of all, I didn't know I was going to be on. He never asked my name or anything. I didn't know what line it was or anything, so...
Listen, there's no way that this guy's the guy, but let's entertain a question anyway. Can you tell me a little bit about how the human eye works?
Well, first of all, the light, there's the retina, the pupil, obviously you know all the pieces and the parts of the eye. And the light that comes into the eye through the pupil, depending on if it's dilated or not, comes through the optical nerve. It's reflected onto the back, the retina, and it's upside down. Probably a lot of people didn't know that, but the image is actually reflected upside down. And when it goes to the brain...
Yeah, like Elvis's TV glasses.
Through the optic nerve, you know, goes into your brain, and there's a special part of the brain. It's at the brain stem, where like your reflexes and things like that originate. A lot of that's the spinal cord also, but the brain nerve.
I've heard enough. Thank you for answering my question. You want to ask him a question? You want to move on to somebody else?
Let's move on to someone else, Don. I think you took care of that with that first
one. We'll come back to you if we have more
questions.
That's
contestant number one, right?
All right, yes. And contestant number two, hi, what's your name? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, please?
Henry.
Henry, what do you do?
Oh, Henry.
I am an optometrist.
Mike, you want to handle the next question?
Yes, Henry. Explain to us, what is a detached cornea?
A detached cornea is actually where the frontal lobe of the eyeball is not necessarily removed physically from the eyeball, but it is adjacent to where the light is reflected through, and so it...
You guys are so dumb.
...blurs your vision, gives you a lot of seeing malnormalities and problems.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Henry.
Nice to have you. We'll come back to you. Thank you, Henry.
What was the first guy's name? Do we know?
Mark. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this, please?
Hey, Don. Mike, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. What do you do for a living?
It's actually part of the reconstructive surgery business or cosmetic surgery. So we're just technicians. And what I do is I prep the eye after the doctor has removed it. and insert the new glass eye for the patient.
Buzz, your turn for a question.
Okay, so Henry, or I'm sorry, the contestant's name is Kevin.
Kevin.
You don't actually remove the eye then?
That's correct, Buzz. You have to have a doctor remove the eye, and I'm just a medical technician that assists in installing the new glass eye for the patient.
I have a question for Kevin.
Sure.
Kevin, after the eye is inserted in the socket, does it occasionally itch? Can the eye be itchy?
A lot of patients do for the first couple of weeks complain about having some sensation, or at least the brain kind of gives them the impression that there's sensation at the back of the eye.
So after the procedure, the patients can occasionally complain of having the itchy.
Okay, I see where you're going with that now.
Sorry. Hold on.
Hold on, please. Hold on, though. Okay.
Next, the first credible person, right?
Next, hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Susan.
Susan, what do you do for a living?
I am an eye procurement technician.
Susan, tell me the grossest thing you've ever seen in your line of work.
In my line of work, I could tell you a lot. Working with the prisons, as you heard earlier, I see a lot of prison fights, and there was one in particular that stands out. There were the bad spot area placement during the fight, and then that was actually taken out and stabbed.
I was going to say, someone in this room, not me, thinks that you're a Kying Lund. And I just want to say, let's give her airtime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoever just wrote that down on the card.
For the love of God, just lighten up, Buzz.
Kying Lund.
Come on, Buzz.
Yeah, anyway, really.
Yeah, Buzz.
Come on, Buzz. Grab the C word like that.
Then the eyeball was stabbed with it, so we had a terrible infection. The gentleman did lose his eye as a result of that occurrence.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Well, I know where she's telling the truth.
That was Susan.
Susan. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, who is this?
This is Dan.
Dan, what do you do for a living?
I'm an optometrist assistant.
A what, Dan?
Optometrist assistant.
Say it again, Dan.
I'm still laughing at the last one.
Yeah, right. So what do you do for a living? Try to say it.
I'm an eye assistant.
No.
Eye assistant.
No. What were you trying to say before?
Dan?
Yes.
Dan, don't bail out now.
Come on, Dan. You wanted to play.
You've come this far.
Okay, I'm playing.
What do you do for a living?
Work on eyes.
And you work in the field of, what's the medical name of the field you work in?
Dan, starts with an O. Starts with an O.
Optometrist.
Optometrist.
You know, this game used to be tough for us, Don.
It's gotten easier.
But, you know, if you go on your theory that somebody might be playing dumb.
No, but this guy's playing too. Just, this guy and the first guy are playing too convincing.
When he said, even if he had the optometrist, I work on an eye.
Can you explain to me the procedure when someone has a dead eye and you have to take it out and replace it with a glass eye? Walk me through the procedure.
Okay, first we have to very, very carefully do not damage the external structure of the eye, around the eye, because it's very important when we replace the eye into the socket, the glass eye we use. And it's a very simple process. If the eye is already dead, we clip the optic nerve, clean the tissues around. It sometimes leaves, if it's been damaged, like in a prison accident, or just say you were on a job and a piece of steel or something. I don't know how to use examples. There's so many different varies. But then we clean it out, and then once the person is prepped, you know, we'll have glass eyes already fitted and everything.
Such an idiot. He's such a hopeless idiot. Yeah, unless he's really laying it on thick.
Yeah, if he's the real guy, then, you know, aye.
All right, thank you. Hold on, Dan.
Well, that's Mark, Henry, Kevin, Susan, and Dan.
Okay, we got one more. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brian.
Hi, Brian. What do you do for a living?
Well, I guess according to Charlie, I'm a optometrist kind of guy.
Okay, but according to you, what do you do for a living?
It's an ophthalmic assistant.
Ophthalmic assistant.
Mm-hmm. Right, now, this guy either is the real thing or he's a skilled BSer.
Absolutely.
tell me something. How many years did you have to go to school to do this?
Actually, it was only 2 years of apprenticeship.
Oh, really? So you're not a real doctor?
No.
What school did you go to?
Johns Hopkins.
Explain to me how something can go wrong. How can you screw up if you're putting in a glass eye?
I guess there's lots of ways.
You know, give us one like common way that you would make a mistake. You know,
somebody dropped something in there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's common. If somebody drops something like a...
Hey, somebody dropped something in there.
So if somebody drops like a junior mint in the eye socket...
hey, somebody dropped something in there.
Hey, there's a screw in here behind a eye.
Where's my Tic Tac?
Hey, you got peanut butter on my eyeball. You got eyeball on my peanut butter.
Hey, two great tastes that taste great together.
Now, come on, are you trying to dumb this down for us?
No.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Johns Hopkins.
What do you call the process to stop the bleeding when the eye is removed?
Do you know the answer? Cauterizing?
Do you know the answer?
To burn it?
Thank you for the answer. Yeah, I do know the answer.
Well, was that the right answer?
No. Close. Yeah, it's cauterizing.
Carterizing.
He Carter, June right. Carter, casherizing.
Right. Carterizing.
Carterizing.
Well, I'll give this guy credit. I have no idea. He could have said he could have said cauterizing. I would have believed him.
Take a little laser in some cases and cauterize them.
All right, thank you. Listen, hold on a second. We're going to go back through to everybody now and ask them one final question, and then we'll come back and vote during our next break.
Good.
Okay. Mark? Hey, Mark?
Yeah.
Mark, contestant number one, one of the guys that I have on my list is hopeless.
Okay.
No way he's the real guy.
All right.
Where did you receive your training?
I went to the University of Rochester, which is about 20 miles west of where I live in Williamson.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to say to try to sway us?
Well, I do think that it's funny how you think some of these people are dumbing things up and... there's some pretty convincing people on here, I would agree, and maybe the way things started out with me wasn't so good. But I do know one thing, that people who don't, you haven't discussed something, is when you remove the eye, and I believe Charlie said the person said they removed and replaced the eye, and a couple of them said they only remove or they only replace.
Right.
But you have to make sure that the nerves around the eye and in and connecting to the eye are severed and off.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell you what this guy did. Mm-hmm. We've been on the phone for about 15 minutes. This guy, like, went to a web page.
No.
Or went to a
blog. I only have one phone and one web.
When we talked to this guy in the beginning, he was like, I'll work on the eyes.
I did not. You go back.
and now, listen to him. He's like a freaking funkin'
web. Wait a minute. Listen, you've got to make sure that the nerves are, like they said, cauterized. It's not. You can cauterize a nerve as well as a vessel, because you have to make sure that there's not, like, if you have a false eye, there can be a lot of twitching and a lot of problems, like what Mike said with the itching and stuff.
Mike said itching. Mike was making a reference about the ass, the itchy eye, you know, your brown eye.
Okay, but people do have problems with itching because of the...
Right, the itchy eye.
Sure. How many famous glass eyes can you name for me in showbiz?
I don't remember the lady's name.
That was going to be my next question for Henry.
The only one I know... Oh, for sure. There's been rumored ones, but the only one I know for sure is there's one who used to be in a lot of Marx Brothers movies.
Come on. How could you work in the field and not know Columbo, Sandy Duncan,
Sammy Davis Jr.,
Sammy?
I'm not sure that those have all been, you know... I know there's rumors about all kinds of
stuff. Although Columbo's got a glass eye. Sammy Davis Jr. had a glass eye. Crazy had a patch.
Okay, but the first one that was really prominent was that she was the tall lady. She was kind of manly. She was in all the Groucho Marx movies.
Oh, boy, this guy's working out.
He's wrong.
You know, either that or he's playing us perfectly.
Yeah,
really was. She really did have a glass
right.
eye.
Calm down. I know you think you're a good liar.
Hold on a second. You know, we got to do a break before we come back and finish the interrogation. And we'll just finish the interrogation, give each of them one last chance to sell themselves, and then we'll just vote. We won't take a break in between, okay?
Very good.
So one of these people, Mark, Henry, Kevin, Susan, Dan, or Brian, frankly, they all sound like doofuses to me. I can't believe that any of them have the job, but one of them does.
So they all work on an eye.
And we will find out who it is when we come right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
You have no idea what your work means to me.
What does it mean to you?
When somebody out there knows what it's like to be in here.
Oh, God, this is like a nightmare.
Oh, come on, just a couple of questions. How hard is that? How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City. Here's Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, tomorrow, oh, of course we'll have the Survivor recap for you. We always do that on Thursday.
Thursday.
Also tomorrow, real POA, Leah Remini will be on the show.
Wow.
And she will give us the final answer about if we're going to have speaking roles on King of Queens
not this year. I was enjoying her Quaker Steak commercial the other day.
Uh-huh. Were you really?
Yeah, I was about 2 inches away from the TV.
Were you changing your own oil?
I sure was.
And tomorrow, listen on the show, the anal monologue.
Oh, fantastic.
We've done the vaginal monologues and the breast monologues. Tomorrow, the anal monologues.
Monologues we could all write.
And tomorrow, we'll have a brand new low-budget Jeopardy for you. You know, I don't think we're going to have time today to get to... We brought that American Hollow tape up with us of those inbred rednecks.
Hillbillies.
Yes, sirree. They're down there picking mushrooms.
If we have time, we'll listen to that tape.
Collecting moss.
Oh, I got some other big stuff on today's show. So let's finish up with To Tell the Truth or What's My Line, whatever this game is.
We've got some fabulous imposters today.
We've got a panel of idiots.
We do indeed.
Mark, Henry, Kevin, Susan, Dan, and Brian. But what's great about this is that one of these people actually has the job,
right,
of putting glass eyes in people who have dead eyes.
Right, dead eyes, doll's eyes.
I don't know about you guys. I have no clear out front winner.
Oh,
now.
I do.
Yeah, really. Write down which one you think is the winner right now.
I haven't narrowed down to two.
That guy. You think it's him?
Yep.
All right, and Buzz, who do you think it is?
I think it's one of these two, and I'm about to narrow that down.
Rob, do you know who it is?
No.
No, do you have a thought?
I have a guess.
All right, write down who you think it is. Because I'm totally in the dark. All right. Lots of people think that's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, let's go around. Now, we've already talked to Mark.
Right.
So let's give Henry his last shot. Henry, here's your last chance to convince us. Why should we believe that you're the guy that scoops out the old eye and puts in a glass eye?
Sorry, that was my son. Why should you believe it?
Yes.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, hello?
Please turn your radio down. Why should we believe you?
You should believe me because I...
Hold on,
Henry.
Right. Nice out.
Hold on. Hold on, Mike got one too.
Pale in comparison.
Yeah. Mine was brought to you by E. Garner.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm really going to have to excuse myself for a minute.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to go do a courtesy.
Oh, dear.
So you guys go ahead and... Rob, take the board.
Okay.
It was that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I think something might have happened.
Oh, my God.
I hope so.
Just remember, he did it for the show.
God, I hope something happened. Did you get sponsorship on that?
I got to tell you right now. Yeah, he said egars.com. Mm-hmm. It does smell like a petting zoo in here right now.
Mike, walk over here for a second.
I don't care to, Rob. I can get it over here. Trust me, it's coming over here. Let me tell you right now what's happening. Don just had that part that was sponsored by egars.com, Henry, with your child in the background. And what happened, Henry, is Don has had to repair to the men's room here at WNEW in New York to take care of a little business. I'd just like to say we had a marvelous lunch today at the, what is it called, the Red Eye Grill?
The Red Eye Grill.
Yes, a fabulous Red Eye Grill. Well, Henry, you know, we're waiting to hear you explain why we should pick you and why should we believe you, Henry?
You should believe me because I've been doing this job for about 3 years now.
God, hold on, Henry. Do we have any kind of spray here at all?
None.
Last time they
did
either.
God!
I told you. You know what? It's
I've got a cold.
Now.
I've got a head cold.
It's like a low-hanging fog.
This will clear that up.
Oh, my God. That
better
is
over
terrible.
Here now. Man of the hour. Welcome back. We're still talking to Henry, Don. How are you doing?
False alarm, Mike.
Oh, dear.
I just got a whiff of myself.
Both ends.
We are a mess.
All right, Henry, that's it for you.
Christ.
Henry. Okay.
3 years.
Okay.
False alarm.
Great charade, Henry.
Nothing in my underpants.
All right, Henry, we're done with Henry.
I thought there might have been something in there. A dollop?
I have a cold and I still got that.
Jesus. I just walked into it. God damn.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, this is Kevin.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, that's the fart of the day, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Can we replay that fart, Rob?
Yes, we can.
With our brand new technology up here?
Kevin, welcome to the porterhouse room.
I've had no meat today.
I know that. I know, but I'm just saying it smells like porterhouse steaks you're cooking.
That was a tuna fart.
Tuna fart, and that works. Lots of spices.
I'm afraid we can't play it back because I forgot to start the CD. It is, as I said, new technology. Sorry.
Oh, you dummy. Didn't Charlie just tell you to do that before we went on the air?
Yeah, sorry.
Did you hear that, Charlie? He effed it up already.
Charlie's grinning. Charlie likes it when Rob effs up.
Don, hey, I can play it down here.
Yeah, Jimmy, would you please? Let me hear that one again.
Hey, Charlie, why don't you come in and hit Rob now?
Now hold on. Let me hear my fart.
Please.
Give me a second. I've got to cue it up really quick.
Okay, just roll the tape. Don't worry about cueing it up. Where he's rewinding the tape.
Mm-hmm. Working at Jimmy's speed.
Jim McClure.
Yeah, he said egars.com.
Okay. Jim.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you back it up.
Jim.
All right, just hit it out. Play.
Yeah, that's not as great as I thought it was.
Well, it's pretty great in here.
Hey, let me hear it one more time.
We're going to get a visit from the New York City Fire Department.
I mean,
here
it deserves to be sponsored, but I mean, it's not as great as I thought it was.
See, you're too hard on yourself.
I tell you, it's just quality.
It's quality. It was quality, and obviously you thought it was more significant than it was.
Yeah.
You went down Sonata.
I would not have left. I thought I had a dollar. I thought like I was a baby. I just made my pants.
I thought it was an episode of the opening of the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's the first.
Up through the pants.
Came a bubbling crude. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi, Kevin. Kevin, can you tell me something? Here's a question for you. The eyeball, what is the shape of the human eyeball?
It's an ovoid shape, like a flattened oval.
And Kevin, can a human being reject an eyeball, a glass eye?
No, absolutely not. It's not living tissue. A rejection in a body is typically when living tissue is inserted, then that could be rejected. But it's an inert glass object, so you can't have any rejection.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Huh. You're welcome.
Hold on a second, please. Let's go now to Susan.
Oh,
hello, okay. Susan. Susan, can you tell us where you went to college?
I went to the Medical College of Georgia in Augusta.
Susan, what company makes the glass eyes you implant?
Well, there's one company that we like to use. It's Eli Lilly. They specialize normally in drugs and pharmaceuticals. However, they do this on the side also.
Oh, she's lying. That's 100% lying. All right, Susan, you're busted. Either that or you're lying to us on purpose.
Right.
Because you would know that we would know that the Eli Lilly company doesn't make glass eyes.
At what prison or prisons do you work, Susan?
Well, there's one Alto here in Alto, Georgia, which I have visited. They don't do the actual procedure there. We do take them to Gainesville, which is the closest regional hospital where we do the procedure.
You know, it's entirely possible that she has friends or relatives in prison.
Of course.
That she would know the area prison.
Of course.
Now, however, it's not Eli Lilly. It's Hinkles and McCoy. But they are owned. It's a subsidiary of Eli Lilly.
What about, does Bob Lilly own any glass eye companies?
Well, personally, I'm sure he does, because it's underneath
the Cowboys.
Does Herman Munster's wife own any glass eyes?
Lily. All right, yeah. Susan, thank you. Should we believe you, Susan?
Oh, of course. I'm a woman.
What method of cauterization do you use, Susan?
What method?
Yeah. You're really into that stopping the bleeding, aren't you, Buzz?
Well, there are a couple of ways you can do it, and I'm eager to hear which one she uses.
Buzz is way of doing it.
We choose to do the intermittent method as opposed to the longer duration.
Okay.
We think that it works.
All right. Thank
very
you,
good. Buddy. Thank
Buzz's
you.
Buzz's way of doing it is taking off his tie and tying it tight around the arm to stop the bleeding.
Hello, Dan, right?
Yes.
Now, Dan, I have you written down as an idiot on my sheet.
Yes.
Dan, sway me. Prove to me that you really do insert glass eyes.
Okay, well.
How many procedures have you done?
On the books for the last 7 years, probably about 137.
100. And, Dan, how do you match the color of someone's eye? What's the process involved in that?
Well, that's in the glass manufacturer themselves. Well, we photograph the eye and just send them, it's real simple, just send them out just like filling out a form when you go get, you know, to the dentist. And they just send us the size and everything back. And That's basically the procedure.
What's the average size, Dan? What's the average size?
The average size of an eye?
Yeah, I mean, you said the average. So what's the average size?
It's about, I think it is exactly 48 millimeters.
Give it to me in inches.
That's probably like 16, 32 seconds of an inch.
Hold on. Okay. The average eye. The average eye is 16.
That's a doll's eye.
Well, what did he say there, Brains? Were you listening to him?
48 millimeters is like an inch and a half. Uh-huh. And he said 48 millimeters is about 16/32 of an inch, which is a half inch. Reduce your fractions.
All right, Dan.
Thank you.
Very smart or very dumb.
Mm-hmm. I don't know which it is.
And, you know, that's what we have to factor in.
Right.
Yeah, but I hope it's not that, because on the real show, they don't do that. They actually have to answer all the questions to the best of their ability.
But we've never said that people can't pretend to be dumb.
That's right.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
I know. Usually no pretending necessary.
Brian is the last contender. Brian, where did you go to college?
University of Colorado.
University of Colorado. How many years did you have to go to be able to be a guy who installs glass eyes?
Well, actually, it's a two-year apprenticeship, like I said. I had to go 2 years at Johns Hopkins.
And
4 years of college.
How long does the average procedure take, Brian, to put a glass eye in someone?
It depends on how hard it is to get the old one or what's left of it out.
What's the shortest and what's the longest you've done?
45 minutes to 2.5 hours.
What's the name of the apparatus you use to remove any of the dead tissue in the eye socket?
Well, it's basically just a scraper.
A scraper?
It looks like an ice scraper.
It's a scraper.
Nurse, scraper, please.
Where is my spoon?
I need my scraper.
Okay. I think we're ready to vote.
Yeah, I think so.
It is a scraper, Don. And your contestants are Mark, Henry, Kevin, Susan, Dan, and Brian. They all appear to be buffoons, but I will cast my vote for Kevin. Kevin. Mike?
Just to be different, I was going to vote for Kevin. No, I got to vote for Kevin, because I really do think Kevin knows what he's talking about. And if he's a good BSer, then he deserves the prize. So I'm going to go with Kevin also.
Buzz?
Kudos to Susan, because she did an incredible job, but I, too, am going to have to choose Kevin.
All right, and just for Snicks, even though he's not officially playing, Rob?
I'll also go with Kevin.
All right, then it's unanimous. We all think it's Kevin.
That means that Mark, Henry, Susan, Dan, and Brian are all imposters.
All right, now, don't hit him. Roy Hill just came in the room and look like he's going to hit you.
Always with my back turned.
Here now is Charles Roy Hill to tell us if, in fact, we're right or if we're wrong. First, you tell us if we're right or wrong.
You're wrong.
Oh my God.
We're wrong. Then that means Kevin has won. He's won money from all of us.
Absolutely.
And the actual guy won money too, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, the actual guy will win too.
Okay, then which guy's the real guy?
Brian.
Brian! Oh, Brian. You're a scraper. You're trying to dumb it down.
You dummy!
You're trying to dumb it down.
The actual career is called an optician, and I'm an ophthalmic assistant when I'm in surgery.
He was doing exactly what we said people do.
Good job, Brian.
Where they dumb it down.
I'm old enough to remember what's my line.
That's fantastic.
Christ. All right, listen, Brian, you get $100.
All right.
You get $100 because you fooled us.
Good job. And what is the apparatus you use to remove the tissue out of there? Is it called a scraper?
It's actually called a scraper, yeah.
A scraper?
Oh.
It looks much like a uterus scraper, too.
Now, let's get
that. Oh, that's nice.
Kevin, congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
Kevin, you fooled all of us.
Kevin, you were the best contestant of all. I mean, you were great. I mean, the other guy, all he had to do was act dumb. That's not as hard as acting smart, which you did.
Now, Kevin, what do you really do for a living?
Well, actually, my name is Pete, and I'm from Waldorf, and I'm in the computer field.
Good job.
He deserves a round of applause.
Good job, Pete.
Thank you.
You done good, too. And I'm going to have to give you the same prize. You get $100, too.
Fantastic.
So, you know, and everybody's going to get a prize. Hold on. Right. You know what I'd like to do? Let me just put these guys on hold and talk to everybody and find out what they really do. Okay?
Very good.
Mark, who we knew was a dope.
Hey,
Mark, what do you really do, sir?
Well, I'm really a girl, so no. I'm actually a college student, so.
Okay.
College student.
All right.
A college student.
Yeah.
guys off. I know. I when you go. When I
yeah, right.
Mine,
thank you very much, Mark.
Hold on. Henry.
Hey.
Henry, you fooled nobody. What do you do for a living, really, sir?
Really, I'm a manager for a small business.
A small business.
Yeah, picture framing.
Picture framing.
Picture framing.
All right. Okay, good.
All right. Thank you. Henry, you get a prize. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Susan. Now, I'll tell you, Susan, nobody in this room was fooled by you except for Buzz. When we asked people who they were torn between, Buzz said Susan and Kevin. That's what he wrote down.
Susan, you had solid answers, I thought.
Yes, sir. You're a smart man, Buzz.
What do you really do?
I am an elementary school teacher.
Oh, that's marvelous, Susan.
That's nice.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. We got a prize for you.
Okay, thanks.
Where are you calling from?
Me?
Yeah.
Susan? Oh, Toccoa, Georgia.
Georgia. Okay, thank
Shocker.
You.
Shocker.
Hello, Dan.
Dan might have been the biggest dummy, in my opinion.
Dan, you fooled nobody. Dan, what do you really do for a living?
I'm a delivery driver.
Like Kevin James.
King of Queens.
Yes.
Right. Okay,
great,
Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Great, Dan.
Terrific.
Thank you. Hold on a second. I think we're going to give all of them the Sex and the City prize packs from HBO.
That's wonderful.
And we'll give them all condoms, too.
That's good.
Durex condoms. Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with Durex condoms. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
We were duped.
Again,
we were big-time duped, and that's the idea of the game. How about that, Brian, making them sound dumb?
They got us.
Yeah.
They got us.
Wow.
They absolutely got us. Hey, Brian, you son of a bitch. I think we're going to have to change the rules next time.
Yeah, well, because of Brian, I think we're going to have to say you have to answer all the questions. But then, if it was a scraper, he just made it sound like
he
didn't know.
Right.
It's not as difficult as you think.
It's not as difficult as you think. And that stuff that Charlie Broyhill told us about in prison, did he just make that up, or do you really have to go to prisons a lot?
Well, no, actually, 90% of our patients are from prisons.
Really?
Because the first thing they do is go for the eyes in a prison fight.
Wow.
And a lot of them are ice picked out. And it's really cool when they get infections. It's all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a good job. That's a good job. You're a good player. You deserve your money. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right.
Wow.
Hey, you ape. You done good. I'm talking to you, Charlie. Good job, you ape. That was a good game. Thank you to Mark, Henry, Kevin, Susan, Dan, and, of course, our winner,
Brian, the big winner. Brian and Kevin, the two big winners today.
Brian, we've got a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Off camera, no one recognized the problem.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. I don't ever recall him getting surly or nasty. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear this, too. At certain times at around 5 o'clock, he would draw martini glasses on his script while we were having notes or something like that. But it never seemed to be an issue.
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
You know, you used to be the only one to draw.
I used to do it as a joke because I don't drink martinis. Now this whole martini glass thing is real. I guess that was Dick Van Dyke's choice.
Yes, every time that was like we're playing the goddamn match game.
And then, you know what? Here's the funny thing.
We played that take about Dick Van Dyke. We all draw martini glasses.
Now you three draw them, and they're legit because you guys drink martinis. I'm the only one. What's wrong with that picture?
We drink plenty of other stuff.
That's right.
Join us. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yep. All right, let me try this line. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, dude.
Yes.
I just got out of the Charles County Detention Center, man, and let me tell you what, the food there sucks ass.
Okay. Shocker that the food in prison sucks.
Don't eat the food too fast. Let me tell you what, the fish... What?
The fish... It was yellow.
It'll put your eye out. There you go. Finally.
Don't say the S word.
I'm sorry.
Don't say the S word.
I'm sorry. I expected at least a good meal. I mean, Jesus.
Did anybody come on to you homo?
No. No, not at all. I was only in the intake, you know what I mean?
In the intake?
I didn't go back to population.
That's the whole problem. You don't want anybody putting it in the intake.
So what's the first meal you're going to have now that you can have real food?
Woman,
and after that, maybe a piece of chocolate pie?
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate pie a mile wide? All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, dude.
Goodbye.
Thank you for that bulletin.
Our people.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, when you talk to Leah Remini tomorrow, how do you think she'll react to your political party change? Or do you know what her political affiliation is?
I do not think she will.
I think we've never had a discussion with her.
I think she'll give a crap.
Right.
Okay. I bet she's a Republican anyway.
Just a thought.
I bet she is.
I think there's a good chance she is. Yeah. I actually think there is a chance she'd be a You don't think so, Buzz?
I think she's either a Democrat or none of the above. She may be totally avoid politics entirely.
Well, you know, she is into that nutty Scientology thing.
Right. Yeah, so she might be a Republican.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Hey, I called yesterday about going to the store and getting the newspaper. I need a favor from you.
Yes.
Mike, you think you can send me out one of your pictures? Because every time I seem to pick up my newspaper, but you got a white cloud on your face.
I got a white cloud on my face?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I do.
All right, what does he mean? Draw the picture, Rob. What do you mean?
No, you don't need to remember. He said he was J-O to the picture.
No. Right.
Perhaps you're the target. And that would be
so he's J-O'd on your face.
Oh.
Meaning that his spunk. Yeah.
Does that mean that I'm your source of stimulation?
Yes.
Really? You don't put a thumb over my face?
No, I don't.
Really?
I got to see your whole face and your body.
Oh, hell, I'll send you a whole stack.
Okay, please do.
All right.
Okay.
I'm flattered.
That's nice. There's a cloud over your face.
There's a cloud, a white cloud.
White cloud. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Be glad it's not a yellow cloud or a red cloud.
Oh, red cloud.
Red cloud equals trouble.
See a doctor. Red cloud, McCloud.
Don and Mike.
McCloud, what have you done now?
McCloud,
this is not New Mexico. This is New York City.
McCloud.
Oh, McCloud. The commissioner wants to see you, McCloud.
McCloud.
McCloud, you with a house made totally of garbage and old tires. McCloud.
That is Weaver.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, can I play you a tape of Mike?
What?
Can I play a tape of Mike?
You have a tape of Mike? A tape of Mike in reference to...
Here it goes. Here it goes.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. God damn it. Okay.
Well, that's no big deal that Mike said God damn it.
I've said that before.
Hello?
Hello.
But why is that a big deal that Mike says God damn it?
That's the first time I've ever heard him say it.
Oh, he listens. You got to listen more. He says it all the time, though.
No, he don't.
Oh, God damn it. I say that all the time.
Yes, he do.
Adios.
Yes, he do. And I want to say something.
Adios. Go scrape the eye out.
And off the air, he says everything.
Everything. The bad stuff.
Everything. Right. Right.
Horrible language.
Don and Mike show.
Meh.
Oh. Come on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, I got a problem with Mike.
What?
I pick up his recycling, and he always brags about how he lights up the trash man at Christmas time. He skips me.
Oh, you don't light up your recycler guy, Mike?
No, I don't. I actually hand the tip to the guys that pick up the trash.
Okay, what about me?
Well, you know what? I mean, when do you... I've never seen you.
I come through there.
What time do you normally come by?
I'm after the trash man normally. It's later on in the afternoon.
Same day, though, right?
Yes.
Later in the day?
Well, only once a week, though.
All right, I tell you what I'll do. I'm never going to tip you ever.
You're never going to tip me ever.
No, of course I'm going to tip you.
Remember, I know where you live.
You've got to light these guys up, Mike.
What's the best method of me giving you a handsome gratuity, young fella?
I'm putting it in an envelope in the recycling bin.
All right, you put an empty envelope in there and leave me...
it should be empty.
No, that's a better idea. Rob's come up with a better idea. I'm going to hide $5 in one of the cans.
I'll be there all day digging in.
Yes, you will. No, that's right.
I had another problem.
You know, you'll have an easier time finding the tip. Just shake the can, and the one that makes a racket, that's where your tip will be.
That's about the tip I get from your neighborhood, Mike.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you know, now you've slammed the neighborhood.
It's a nice neighborhood. It's just way out there.
It is way out there.
What else?
The other problem was, as you can tell by my voice, I am a black man.
I knew that.
Yeah, sure.
Huh. I knew that.
I needed help with my Ebonics. I'm trying to date a black woman.
So what do you need to know?
I need to know how I ask her out, how I ask her to dance.
How pathetic is this? This is a black guy asking a room full of white guys how to talk to his sister.
I grew up in a white neighborhood.
Yeah. I think we need Mr. 40 to help this guy out.
Mr. 40?
Yes, we do.
Mr. 40, by this time of the day, he's Mr. 120, though. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, please.
That's too bad.
That's tragic.
Asking the white devil for help.
There you go. So that's a good idea about hiding it in the can, and then when you hear the quarters rattling, that'll mean that he's got his tip.
Yeah. Right. He'd like light those guys up, man.
The recycling man, I see, we haven't recycled, but for a short period.
I know it just got out to where you live.
I know. I don't want to, you know, sound like the kid in the schoolyard. He started it. But I'll offer him a handsome gratuity.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I want to talk. I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina. We listen to you guys on the Peak.
Thank you.
I just found out.
What's Mr. O'Meara doing squatting over the recycling
bin? The newspaper that they're been bought out by Radio 1, which is.
I believe we mentioned all of this on yesterday's show.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I didn't catch it. All
right. Thank you. Thank you. It pays to listen every day, every second.
This trash smells horrible.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. He left a dookie in here.
Here's your tip.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
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 How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, thank you.
All right. I assume that I have a taker.
You have a what?
A taker. Some guy's trying to challenge me, so I would just like for him to try the song for size, all right? Blaine.
Don't know
that. Burns. Yeah, no shrapnel. His wounds is fused, cauterized.
Is this another guy doing Predator?
What in the hell could have done this to my man? Billy, you know something. What is it?
All these brothers calling
it. Something out there, man. I'm scared to death, Poncho.
I think it might
Bull crap.
Might be one brother.
You ain't afraid of no man.
No, I think this is a different brother than yesterday.
And it ain't no man. We're all gonna die. And if he really wants to get pumped, then we can take it to the end. What the hell are you?
That's funny. I like it when he makes the sound of the Predator. That's good.
Hello.
That's the guy who called yesterday, and he was offended that somebody called earlier today with a Predator call.
All right. There's a bunch of black guys. Can I just say something? There's way too many black guys calling this show now. But this is a whitey show.
Yay. Yeah, spoken like a Republican.
On my show. Oh, F you, Buzz.
Yo, yo, brown eyes. This is yellow snow.
God damn, we're going to have the Soul Train scramble pretty soon on this show. I'm serious. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show, written and directed by Don Cornelius.
I wish you peace, love, and soul.
First cameraman, Don Cornelius, edited by Don Cornelius. A Don Cornelius, executive producer, Don Cornelius.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hair and makeup, Don Cornelius.
Yeah, I've got a Predator.
Pardon me?
I got a Predator impersonation.
You have a what?
A Predator impersonation.
Don't try it, man. You're not qualified. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Same guy, same yellow snow guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, D&M.
Well, maybe I didn't hang up on the line correctly. Yes, yes, we are. Hi.
D&M?
Right.
This is a BM.
Hi, BM.
And do your wives have high-speed DSL?
Listen,
yes.
My wife has DSLs. It's been a long time since she's used them. And based on the conversation I had with her during the commercials,
right.
I don't think she's going to be using them tonight in NYC.
Buzz's wife has Roadrunner DSLs.
Oh, my God. You mean,
they make his wiener cartoon silly.
I need to get my girlfriend an upgrade. She's still using a modem.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye. Speaking of that. Let me see what she's doing in New York.
You've called her, like, in the hotel a couple of times. Is she going out in the city today? I mean,
she's not been in the hotel.
Really?
The call is being forwarded.
Well, that's right. She's on her phone.
Stay on the line.
Yeah. I heard that ringer.
But she's out shopping, you know, doing whatever it is she does. She's pissed at me.
Why?
Because I yelled at her at lunch. Hi, honey.
Hello.
Hi, where are you at?
I'm in a shop on Madison Avenue.
See?
There you go.
She's been in a shop all day.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, but didn't I ask you if you wanted anything?
No, you were very nice about that. You know.
Yeah, I was doing a little window shopping for the guys, too, so I could relay to all the women all the things they have to come here to buy.
Thanks. Hey, that's great.
You're welcome.
All right, honey. Well, listen, just give me a rough estimate of how much money you've spent. You've been on the streets of New York by yourself for about 4 hours now. How much?
I've hardly spent any money because I have to survey the entire selection and then go back and pick up.
So what?
So I've been making the rounds, eyeing the prices right now. You know, this is no amateur night.
All right, honey. All right.
Well, she's like a bomber, you know, where they go in and they survey the bomb site, and then they go back and they drop their load.
This is reconnaissance right now.
Right. No chance. I'll be dropping my load tonight. Are you still pissed at me?
You haven't been the most charming host.
Two times today.
You're in your very uptight travel work mode, and I'm thinking about dining alone.
Oh, come on, honey.
Oh.
Come on, knock it off.
Come on, you're coming out with the boys.
You're coming out with us.
All right. Well, the other boys will be charming. I'm sure after a couple of martinis, you'll nicen up a little bit.
You know, here's what she doesn't get. You know, she comes up here, and I'm all for her coming up here. I invited her to come up here, for God's sakes. You know, but for her, it's like playtime. And today, you know, believe it or not, this is a J-O-B.
Right.
You know, and I'm in my job mode.
And I know, and I'm like the lowest flunky on the ladder.
Oh, you're not the lowest flunky on the ladder.
Mm-hmm. That's what you treat me like.
Oh, and how did I treat you like the lowest flunky on the ladder?
Because when I do something incorrectly, like don't get the room key, leave it at the desk, you sigh a giant sigh of impatience and disappointment in me.
That's how you interpret my sigh.
Yeah, right.
That's just how you interpret the sigh.
Mm-hmm. It was
real simple. All I said to you was, when you go to the hotel, pick up my key and let me know what room we're in.
No, you didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I call her up and
You said, make sure I get your bag and get it into the room, and I did that. You didn't say anything about pick up your key. I left it there for your convenience. And then you treat me like, you know, I'm second only in intelligence to Tom Gavin.
Oh, honey.
Start spreading the news.
Honey, please, listen. Come on.
We're leaving today.
Come on, we're going to go have a good time tonight.
We're going to have it's going to be a fabulous evening in New York City.
A night to remember tonight.
Okay, all right, good. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, I love you.
All right, and I need you, boo-boo.
All right, thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you for
goodbye.
That. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Money. Listen to her. Jesus. You know, it was a simple, I gave her one simple job.
Simple actor's trick.
Yeah, the one simple job I gave her. Go to the hotel, get the room, call me up and tell me what room we're in.
Right.
She says, so I call her up, I go, hi, what's the room number? I don't know. I said, well, how am I supposed to... There'll be a key for you at the desk. Listen, I'm in this store, and I got pissed. I said, I don't want to go to the desk and pick up the key. I got to pull out my driver's license. And I said, just tell me what's the room. I'll just come up to the room.
She's been in the room, though, right?
She was in the room long enough to drop off the bag.
Right.
And then run out. She's been shopping for the last 3 hours.
Wow.
And she said that I was short with her at lunch today when I cut her off.
Huh.
Come on.
Was that when I was there?
Don't patronize me.
No, I'm not saying I'm asking when I was there, Buzz. You just crack. You make me laugh. Sometimes.
I don't remember anything.
No.
Yeah, no, Buzz is so serious.
I don't remember that.
I was kind of, you know, maybe it's...
Well, we're in the same room together up here in New York. It kills me.
Maybe it's only something that you would know, like, because we've been married for so long.
I saw you do one thing at lunch that I remember. I swear to God, I'm not patronizing you here. At one point, you did your thing where you reached over and you kind of brushed her hair and you were, like, being visibly affectionate to her, you know, and it disturbed me because, you know, I hate that, and that's what I remember. I don't remember you being I thought we were all like a gang there today. That's why I said that when I came
in. It's one of those unsaid things. It was one time when she was remember, it was before you got there.
Okay.
When she was talking with Buzz about wood floors.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And like, you know, she was talking to Buzz for 15 minutes about wood floors, and I finally leaned over and I said, listen, you know, maybe the guy doesn't want to talk about wood floors all day.
I actually brought it up.
Oh, so you kill me with that.
Sorry.
You kill me with that, because I thought for sure she's talking your ear off, and then she turned me and says, oh, fuck, you invited me here.
Okay, all right, sorry. Hey, what's up? You know, I feel for you. We would all be in the same boat. We would all be. It's very difficult.
Sure.
Because we do have a certain rhythm here, and it's
and
difficult.
There's a girl in the boys' club.
Of all, you know, I think of all the wives in our group, though, I mean, I think Frida can handle herself with the boys.
Well, she'll have a great time tonight.
She'll have a wonder. Tonight it will be all better.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But there ain't no way I'm getting anything down there tonight.
I even would go so far as to say that's not necessarily a done deal.
Oh, I would. Nobody would be happier than me.
Right.
I'll bet you $1,000 there's no way I get a BJ tonight. No way. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You see, there's no way.
Okay.
Hello, Don.
I know a quick way to win $1,000.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
Hello, Dennis.
Hey. Congratulations, Don. Republican of America, thank you.
Hey, Dennis, are you a Republican?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No,
of course he's a Republican.
I had no idea that Dennis was a Republican.
Hey, Mike, what can I do to sway you over to the Republican Party?
Grow a new hand.
Oh. You know what? Yeah. I don't do that.
There you go. All right. Goodbye, Dennis.
Fantastic. You inspired him.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
God damn it, you guys are the funniest. Listen, I was wondering, maybe you could tell me, who writes this stuff? You guys have the best scripted stuff on the radio.
We have a, you know, we don't give them enough credit.
Yeah, our talented gang of writers.
These are guys that have been in the business. Pat McCormick.
They're the best.
Mahatma.
Is he dead?
Mahatma McCormick.
No. He's still hanging in there?
Yes.
Right in the farts?
Steve Allen writes a bunch of our material.
Absolutely. We've got Corbett Monica. He's a fantastic guy. I'm trying to think. Jackie Vernon. Oh, he's dead.
Hello.
They die. They die quite often.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I was wondering what you guys were thinking about tonight.
I'm thinking we ought to take at least one of our... Why don't we take Kippadada out to dinner with us?
None of our great writers. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Unleash the hounds!
Welcome back, trusted friend.
He usually stays on the line a little longer.
And don't forget our great writer, Bob Saget.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of our best writers.
You know, since his
and
TV
Dave,
career.
Dave Coulier.
Both of them do a great job. And kudos, Ann Mira.
John Stamos.
Oh,
all of the actors, the Olsen twins, they write for this show.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Shields and Yarnell.
Hello. You know what we got going now is a battle, and I'm trying to keep it at least mildly contemporary.
I know.
And meanwhile, you and Rob are happy to live in the 1940s with these references that goddamn nobody's going to get.
I thought you'd like the 1940s since you joined the party.
Oh, you knock it off with that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, man, I was being hip and contemporary. I mentioned Bob Saget.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that is.
That's true. All right, I'll try to keep somebody ultra-modern. Let me see. Let's go with Rip Taylor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Bob Saget is hipper than Rip Taylor.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And that's saying something, isn't it?
D.L. Hughley?
The Hughleys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, he's one of our writers. Good old D.L.
I want to thank Dave Chappelle for providing us with this quality material each and every day.
Steve Harvey's an outstanding contributor to the show.
Thanks so much.
Chris Tucker does a lot to help with the writing of this show every day.
Good job.
And sad, that's all we can think of when it comes to black comedians is four.
That's true. Yeah, but contemporary black comedians.
Right, that's it, four.
I think that says something about our society. We're not trying hard enough.
Well, Chris Rock.
Well, right. The dean, Chris Rock, right. The best ever.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
On my radio station, I will censor the program any effing time I feel like it.
Mr. Son of Bitch.
All right.
I will splash the effing pot. Wait, no, it's... No. I will splash the pot in my club. I will splash the pot whenever the F I want.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hi, thanks a lot. I've been a Republican since college. Now that Dennis called in, I'm thinking of switching parties.
There you go.
Listen to this she-mail. Jesus Christ, listen to this. This is half-man, half-woman calling us right now. God.
Hey, how you doing? I've been a Republican. There you go. Welcome home, Don. Join us. Join our army, please.
Honey, are you on Amazon?
An Amazon?
Yeah. Well, are you a big woman?
6'1".
Whoa!
6'1". Yeah. See, you can tell by somebody's voice.
That is a lot of woman.
Are you all woman?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have big, beautiful breasts?
Ask my husband.
Ask your husband.
Why? One of the reasons why he married me, I think.
Really?
And he's probably listening, so he's probably just driven his car off the road.
Is your husband a member of the Republican Party also?
No.
No?
Really? How big are your boobs? Now, come on. How big are those Wonder Woman boobs?
I don't think I can get into
those big Wonder Woman boobs.
You guys, you make me laugh.
Green Giant. She wouldn't tell us how big her boobs were.
I think we made a friend.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What?
Buzz.
Oh, come on. Come on, what do you want?
Poolar.
Oh, come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Beautiful.
Jesus Christ. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. We're here to serve you.
What can we do for you, sir?
I'm kind of nervous.
Okay, me too.
I saw Clint Howard.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Listen, that effectively will end our conversations with any member of the listening public today.
Very good.
I'm sorry, that's it. We got an hour to go on the show. We'll do the rest by ourselves.
All right, that's fine.
Now listen, when we come back from the break... Oh, no, we do have to talk one more time. The contest to do.
That's what I said before about your generosity. After those phone calls, you're going to continue to give people prizes.
And actually, all those calls weren't bad. It was just like a gallon of milk where just the bottom part is gone bad.
Right. Absolutely, and it had like bugs in it.
There you go with the toe tapping touchdowns. It's time for 100 and a prize package that we've selected especially for you. Had a shot at $500 with the secret sound at 877-365-3636. And then we're going to call a casino in San Jose.
Okay.
Where they are actually letting you bet on the odds that Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston stay married for a year.
I like that. I love those things.
Hmm. What do you think the odds are?
That they will stay married for a year?
No. What do you think the chances are that they will split up within a year?
I'd say 10 to 1.
18 to 1.
Yeah, see, I thought it'd be something
18
like that.
To 1. So you have to explain that to me when we come back. If I bet $100 and they split up, I would get
$1,800? You'd get $1,800 if they split up within the year.
Wow. What if they stayed married? Then I lose my $100.
You lose every dime.
They also have odds that the Backstreet Man... Whoever the Backstreet Boy is that got married,
right.
They have odds that he will split from his wife.
What are those odds?
I don't know.
Because I'd say those are better than the Aniston Pitt.
Absolutely. And whoever the girl is from the Dixie Chicks who just got married,
right?
They have odds that they're going to get divorced also.
What are the odds that she'll get fat?
1 to 1.
1 to 1.
What, are the Dixie Chicks fat?
Well, no, I mean, I think that they might just get sloppy fat. You know how that happens sometimes? To get big and fat.
I thought the Dixie Chicks were hot.
Well, not all of them. There's one that's not. Did the hot one get married, or did the... there's one in the middle that's a short one, and she's Rob wants to say something.
I think they're all sort of walking that line that the Judd daughter did.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a dangerous
gotcha.
Line.
Gotcha. So they're like chicks with dicks.
Right.
Dixie chicks with dicks. Okay. Well, listen, we'll call this place. We'll get a call 100. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My job is to acclimatize you to the 90s. You know, a lot's changed since 1967.
No doubt, though, but as long as people are still having promiscuous sex with many anonymous partners without protection, while at the same time experimenting with mind-expanding drugs in a consequence-free environment, I'll be sound as a pound.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now listen, we got something we had planned for today. We're going to have to postpone till tomorrow.
Okay.
I just didn't realize what the friggin' time it is. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Peter Johnson will be on the show, our favorite New York engineer.
Hi, Don. How are you? I'm Peter Johnson.
PJ will be dialing for transvestites tomorrow.
It might be unplugged.
Along with Rob Spurwack. Also tomorrow, as I mentioned, Leah Remini and... The Final Solution.
Very good.
She'll tell us what's happening.
Good.
With us in King of Queens. Buzz, congratulations.
What happened?
Fez is booked for tomorrow's show.
Yeah,
coming
baby.
Into the studios of NEW to meet you.
Hey.
His favorite.
Hey.
And also tomorrow, brand new low-budget Jeopardy. All of that on our episode tomorrow.
Good. Right.
Now, call 100 time. Right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you. Who's this?
Doug.
Doug, where are you from?
Galt, California, by out of Sacramento.
Doug, you are the 100th caller.
No way, man.
Yes, way. And Doug, you've won condoms. You've won 25 Durex condoms. Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever from Durex condoms.
No way, man.
Way. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Sure.
All right. $500 online. Secret sound number 7. Play you the sound now. A common everyday sound. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Fez.
And we wish you...
Godspeed.
Oops. Here we go.
Caller, name this
sound.
There it is. You heard that down the phone, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'll give it to you one more time. A common everyday sound. You tell us what the sound is, and you win $500.
And the odds are in my favor. Yeah.
I want him to win. I just don't want to see anybody seeing me when I'm winning.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
For $5, what's the sound?
A dishwasher locking. I have no idea.
Not a bad clue. Thank you, though.
All right.
And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
For you. Okay, now the information I see is that...
Done.
Telephone. Back at the station, my wayward son is phoning from Espanol. So let me see if we get the connection going here. Hey, Barty?
Yes.
Hola.
Tito.
Hola.
Hola. It's Tito.
Buenas noches, Tito.
Buenas noches.
Mommy and I are both in New York today.
Oh, that's why you weren't at home?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, I'd be at work, but that's why Mommy's not at home. She's up here with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's out spending money.
Oh, really? Just like me?
Just like you. So what's new, bud?
Nothing much.
What'd you do today?
Went to the beach.
Oh, you know what Mommy told me that you didn't tell me? Tell everybody what kind of a beach you went to the other day.
Topless beach?
Yeah, you went to a topless beach the other day.
No, Dad.
Yeah?
All the beaches here are topless.
Yeah, I know. It's a big deal. Even if all the beaches are topless, it's a big deal.
Not really.
Really?
So everybody walks around topless?
Not everybody. Mostly old people.
Mostly old people? Any young hotties walk around topless?
Maybe.
Did you talk to any of them?
No.
Really?
No.
You mean you didn't ask one of the topless girls out?
No, you see, Dad?
Yeah?
It's hard to do it when I have to pause for a couple of seconds to think in the middle of it.
Yeah.
How to say it.
Oh, because you're staring at them?
No, because I have to say it in Spanish.
All right, let me try to say it in Spanish. Let's say I'm a topless girl on the beach, and you wanted to ask me out on a date.
¿Quieres salir conmigo al cine esta noche?
And what does that mean?
Do you want to go out to the movies with me?
Sí, sí, Tito.
Ay,
tengo
miedo.
Bueno, Tito, bueno.
I just said I'm very afraid.
So, are all the kids from school going to the topless beach?
It's not a topless beach, it's the beach.
Oh, the beach. Are all the kids from school going to this beach, to the beach?
Dad, it's not just one. If I go to any beach here... There are topless women.
All right, I understand that, okay? That's a given. So my question is, are all the kids from America going to every beach where there's topless girls?
What?
This is not a tough question. Are other kids from your school going to these same beaches?
Yeah.
Okay,
would it be safe to say that the kids are going to the beach every day?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
I think I would, too.
How long did you spend on the beach today?
6 hours.
6 hours on the beach today. Do you see any women who look like, I don't want to say any names, but what about Aunt Mildred?
Who?
Aunt Mildred?
Maybe.
Maybe you see some Aunt Mildreds out there?
Lots of old people?
Yeah.
Yeah?
All right.
But luckily, guys must wear clothes.
Yeah, guys must wear clothes.
Oh, I'm so glad for that.
All right, buddy. So you being a good man?
Yeah.
All right. I sure do love you.
Oh, I guess you don't want to talk to me.
Well, no. What else do you want to say?
Do you have any news for me?
Do I have any news for you? Let me see. I'm in New York. I'm here with Mom. Be here till tomorrow. The draft, you'll be able to come to the fantasy draft because we're going to move it back one day to the Sunday when you get back.
Are you serious for me?
Are you going to tell him about the trade offer from JB?
Oh, yeah, and JB wants to know. Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that, Mike.
And, you know, that's good that I'm doing that because I'm affected by that. And
JB wants to know if you want to trade Keyshawn and your number one pick to him for Kurt Warner.
No.
Okay, that was what JB was offering, right?
No, I think JB is offering. First of all, I think Bart has the number two pick, right?
I don't know.
I think you got the number two pick, and he wants to know if you want to trade that pick for Kurt Warner.
Oh, yeah, maybe that was it.
He's offering that around to everybody.
Wait, just their first round pick for Kurt Warner?
Yeah.
What do you think, Ben?
Well, I'd do it. I mean, when I was talking to Uncle Mike about it yesterday, I said, isn't Kurt Warner, like, the best player in the draft? I don't know why J.B. would want to unload him.
He must have another quarterback. That's all. Or he's counting on the fact that they're going to be apparently a lot of quarterbacks are going to be available in the draft.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would probably do it. Do you want me to email him and ask him about it?
Well, have we already said who we're going to protect?
Yeah, I put down you would be protecting
Keyshawn. For certain already?
Keyshawn, why? Well, tell me if you want to change it. Tell me now.
So, do you know who Cakes is keeping?
No, I don't know who anybody's keeping, buddy.
Because if Cakes isn't keeping Favre, then I want to keep Freeman and pick up Favre.
Oh, I understand, but I don't know yet who everybody's keeping. I don't think we'll know that for a while.
Can't you just ask Cakes?
No, I can't because I'm in New York today.
Oh, bitter.
I don't know. All right, well, we'll find out. I'll ask him sometime next week. I'll ask him before you get back home.
Yeah, but the only thing is, sometime next week, I won't be able to change who I keep.
Okay, well, Marty, listen, this is the price you pay for going to Spain, that you're going to miss a little bit of the fantasy football. That's the trade-off you're going to have to make.
This is huge, Chad.
I know it's huge.
It's the whole winter, Mr. Scholarship Winner.
That's right, Mr. Scholarship Winner.
Bart, I wouldn't be preoccupied about that Kurt Warner thing, though. I think that it's...
Oh, don't let Uncle Mike fool you, because Uncle Mike wants Kurt Warner bad.
I do.
And oh, honest, but you see, I have a higher pick than you, don't I?
Yes, you could
get Kurt Warner, but I brought it up. I brought it up because I'm the kind of guy... I'm a stand-up guy. I brought it up because, you know, if you want it, I think he would do it with you. I think he would do it for the higher draft pick.
And if you want the truth, I would trade you my first two picks for your number two pick.
What number do you go?
I'm number 11, so I get pick number 11 and pick number 12, 13. I have number 11 and number 14. I would package both of those together to you.
And then you turn around and you go for Kurt Warner.
Yeah, you bet your ass I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet your ass. Excuse me, my son's on the phone. You bet your butt I would.
Your buttock.
You bet it. Well, listen, Barty, listen, you're wasting my valuable money and talking about this now on the radio. I mean, because I'm going to end up paying for these calls.
Right.
And this is going to be like last year when you went traveling. We get the phone bill.
We're getting revved up, though, for the fantasy football season.
And the phone bill's like $800. So listen.
Actually, Dad, you see, I got a card, and I'm coming with another card, a Spanish card.
Okay, but I imagine that it's not free. I'm going to end up paying for it one way or the other.
No, you see, I bought it.
Oh, you're calling on a phone card you bought?
Yeah.
Okay, but the phone card you bought, the money you used to buy that phone card?
Yeah.
Whose money was that?
Mine.
No, you mean that's not the money that Mom and I gave you?
Dad, you gave me no money. I'm using all money that I've worked for.
No. You're not using all your own money. Mommy and I gave you money. Anything you want to buy above and beyond, you use your own money for.
But no, Dad, you didn't.
Mommy and I did not send you to Spain with no money.
You put my paychecks in a bank account. Ask Mom.
Okay, I know we put your paychecks in a bank account, but we also put in a set amount of money for you.
No, you didn't.
Oh, brother. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, please.
Okay. Oh, dear. Hold.
Okay.
But you got to remember, he was on a beach for 6 hours today.
Yeah, he's fried.
He's walking. We'll get it off of fried eggs.
I know. I don't know why the hell I gotta have all these dramas play out on the radio.
Well, it's interesting.
God damn, I miss him.
Your call is being forwarded.
It pains me to bring up
that Kurt Warner thing. That for me would help me out this season.
I'd love Kurt Warner. I don't give a crap. I just want my son to come back. I'm tired of him being gone over in Spain.
Tell JB to wait. I'll think about it. Talk about it with my friends.
Hold on. I'm trying to call Mommy right now. Because I want to get this issue with the money out.
You can leave a message or not, whatever you want. Except for you, Bart, you must leave a message, so I don't worry. Thank you, bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To choose a short message to be displayed on the cellular phone of the person you are calling, press 6 now.
Don't press that.
I'm not. Okay, go ahead. Hey, baby, it's me. I'm here with your son, Tito, and we were just discussing money and how he claims we've given him no money at all over in Spain.
Except for my allowance.
Okay, all right.
No, Dad.
No. But the allowance, where does the allowance come from?
Yes, but, Dad.
Hold on. Where does the allowance come from?
you.
Thank you.
There you go.
But Dad,
Yes.
I was supposed to have, my teachers told me when I went on at the meeting, about four times the amount of my allowance.
Okay. Listen.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Maybe for all the spoiled little Lord Fauntleroys over there, they're supposed to have four times the amount of money. Mommy and I gave you the amount of money that the school said the average kid needs to have over there.
No, you didn't.
And beyond that, hey, listen, you know who's hearing this message. You know that even though she's not on the phone now, Mommy's going to hear this message. You know that. You know this is being recorded right now on Mommy's little phone.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk to Mom about it. She'll tell you.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Listen, just one time I'd like you to call and say, hey, Dad, you know what? I'm really glad that you sent me to Spain. Thanks. It's a great experience. Let's try that one time.
Okay.
Let's try it.
One.
Right now. Let's try it right now.
Okay.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
I'm really glad.
I miss you a lot, and I just wanted to say thanks for the experience.
Okay. All right.
Good. All right. Okay.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Not bad.
That's close. Yeah, not bad. Not bad for a first try. Not bad for a first try. But don't
Dad,
be
I, but, I'm completely sunburned. I have sun poisoning.
Okay.
See, I told you he was on a beach for 6 hours.
Well, listen, you know, don't bitch about money because you've got money.
You're the one who brought the money up.
How did I bring the money up?
I don't know.
How did I bring the money up?
I don't know. We're not going to involve ourselves.
About the card. And you said, whose money is it?
Oh, that's right. Paying for the card.
The phone card.
Okay, so the phone card, technically you're paying for that with money from your allowance. Yeah?
No, because I've used pretty much all the money from my allowance.
Yeah?
On clothes for school.
Okay, this is the
you
other...
You just won't end the argument. Where does he get that from?
I don't know, Mike. This is the other great albatross that we're falling into with Bart, where he says, I've got good... He calls the other night and he says to us, I've got good news and bad news.
Right.
I ripped my khaki pants. But the good news is, I bought a new pair that are even nicer. But I spent my own money for them. So what we said is, any clothes that you buy in Spain, that
right,
you can wear to school that are good, like school quality shows, clothes, we will reimburse you for.
Right.
So that's the story there. Okay. Ay, ay, ay.
Ish.
Okay. Listen, I love you. I can't wait till you come home.
I love you too,
Dad. All right. You're my guy. All right. Be good. And all of this is on Mommy's answering machine, so you might as well leave Mom a message.
Oh, all of this?
Yeah, all of this has been recorded on Mommy's machine.
Mom's recorder isn't that long.
And Barney, her thing hasn't gone off yet.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Leave a message for Mommy.
Press 1 on her phone.
Press 1.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
You want to leave her that message, Dad?
Message erased. At the tone, please re-record your message.
There you go.
At the end of your message, press 1.
That's your dad that erased that message there.
Hello, Mom.
I just saved Mom from hearing all that BS.
I love you, Mom. I miss you.
Oh, God.
Thank you for this great experience.
You're a killer.
I'm doing great with money.
Okay. All right. Goodbye. I love you, bud.
I love you too, Dad.
All right. I'll see you. Thanks for calling.
Dad?
Yeah.
I got an earring.
You did not listen. You did not get an earring. Don't start this with me.
Dad, the earring is fine because you can take it out.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. I'll discuss it with you off the air then, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hold on, please. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Put you on hold. It'll just cost me another $1,000.
Daddy's blood pressure's elevated.
Put Mr. Scholarship winner on hold.
You're going to get sun poisoning. It wasn't himself.
Oh, please.
That's why he was arguing with you.
But listen, let's go to Bud. You know, we'll call the stupid betting agency about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt tomorrow.
Very good.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
You know, He's 14, right? 15?
15.
He's 15.
He has access to beaches in Spain where they are all topless. I would live at that beach. If I wasn't doing schoolwork, I would be at the beach. You cannot blame him. That's the age where you will do that each and every day.
I just didn't realize that would spill out like it did.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, killer tires called back to the factory.
What do you think about that, Barty? Barty? Hello?
Hey, Dad, you know I was just kidding about all that stuff, right?
Oh, oh yeah, I know. Listen,
wait, you're still on the air?
Yeah, we're still on the air. I got you.
There you go.
Oh, I got you.
There you go. You're exposed, tough guy.
I got you. I know you're kidding. I love you.
About the money.
Oh, come on. Yeah. You can hang up. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
I got an ear.
All right. All right. Goodbye.
Is that why? Okay. If that's how you want to leave it.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
I guess you don't love me. Okay.
All right. Hold on. Barty, wait. Hold on a second. Hold on. Charlie Broyhill has just come in the room. Yeah, Charlie? What?
I was wondering if you wanted to have him talk to JB.
Oh, JB's on.
JB is on the phone, too.
All right. JB's on the phone. Do you want to talk to him about that trade?
Sure.
All right. Jimmy, can you pod that up? Hey, Lurch. Hey, Lurch.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Here you go. This is great. We're using our New York radio station so that
everyone's, Bart, that's what I said. Everyone's butt size for the Lurch Papa right now.
So that Bart from Spain can talk to Lurch in Virginia. All right. Go ahead, Lurch. Lay it on him.
All right, Bart. Would you give up your number five pick for Kurt Warner straight up?
No, I got to know a couple things.
What?
Do you know who Cakes is holding?
Do I know who Cakes is holding?
Yeah.
I believe it's Brett Favre.
He's holding a Favre?
I believe so. I can't quote him on that, but I believe that's who he's going to protect.
Macy, I don't know if I can believe you.
Why?
Because I don't know if you just want me to trade my pick.
I don't give a rat's ass about Cakes. I'm trying to enhance my team.
All right, Bertie, listen. Lurchy's calling in. Give him an answer.
Deal.
And that's a deal?
Deal.
All right, then that's...
God damn it.
That's... Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey. Your son's on the
Bart's
phone.
On the phone.
Sorry about
hey,
that.
Hey, Uncle Mike, you want to make a trade?
Yeah.
Oh, please. All right, Lurchy, thank you.
All right, so it's a done deal?
That's a done deal.
All right.
All right, Kurt Warner goes from Lurch's team to Bart's team, and Lurch now gets Bart's pick in the draft.
Wait, Kurt Warner's okay and everything, right?
Yeah, no, he's not hurt. He's great.
He's going to start and everything, right?
Yeah, the ankle thing is just...
Oh, don't let Uncle Mike kid you. Don't let Uncle Mike kid you. I think that was a good deal. I would have made that deal, Barty. I swear to God I would have.
Yeah, but...
Well, if you want to trade him, I want him.
For what?
How about Edger and James?
Deal.
Ooh, deal. Wow. Edger and James for Kurt Warner?
Deal.
Do you want to make that deal?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Deal.
Done.
Wow. Unbelievable as I sit here on the sideline.
Done.
With Jimmy Smith.
Done. Edger and James is out of my life. Kurt Warner's in.
What's wrong with Edger and James? Is he hurt?
No. Absolutely not.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
My God,
to erase and re-record, press 3. Message erased. The tone, please re-record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
All right, leave.
Hey, Mom, I love you. I have the best fantasy football team ever. And I love you, and I'm having a great time, and I can't wait to see you.
Okay, good. Now, hold on.
Press 1.
All right. Wait a minute. Press 1.
1.
1.
I don't know which line is which.
Hey, Bart?
Yes?
Okay. Listen, that's the deal, then. You get Edger and James. I get Kurt Warner, and JB gets your number one pick in the draft.
So,
not number one,
Uncle
it's number
Mike.
Two.
His first round pick.
First round pick, right. Yeah, Bart.
Are you a fan of Edger and James?
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
oh,
very,
really?
Very much so.
How much of a fan?
We're not going to get out of here.
I'm more of a fan of Kurt Warner, though, but I'll talk to your dad about that.
All right, Barty, love you. Got to go.
Okay, love you too, Dad.
Really, got to go. I'll see you. Now, listen, that's a real done deal, okay?
Sure.
Okay. All right, see you.
Wink, wink.
No, come on, it's done. Everybody just heard you, Barty.
Heard what?
Heard the deal. Come on, I got to go. I love you. I'll talk to you later. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Wow.
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 Spain, topless women, fantasy football.
Kurt Warner is mine.
You're not giving him up for anything, are you?
No way. I'm gay for Kurt Warner. Jesus, I'm homo for him.
Right.
I really am. Christ. Kurt Warner. Yes.
You know, that really works to your advantage, having your son in that league. You know that?
If
that really does.
If you want to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Maybe get a call from your city like, okay, too much of this. And as soon as the Edgerrin James thing came up, then we had to spend a little extra time.
A little extra time. That's
all right,
it, Mike.
Man.
What can I say?
Meanwhile, the poor get poorer.
We have to break. We will be back with Buzz and news and comments right after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
You. How much for your wife?
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
I just had the funniest conversation. That buzz cracks me up. Every once in a while out of left field, Brejo comes in and says, "Wow, I'm really surprised you traded Edgerrin James." And all of a sudden, Buzz goes, "Yeah.
So am I."
You know, like Buzz knows who Edgerrin James is.
He was, up until a few minutes ago, your favorite football player, I thought.
Do you know what team he plays for?
No.
No. No. Do you know what position he plays?
No.
Okay,
no, gotcha. I just knew you liked him very, very much. And then I came in afterwards, and I did say that I believed Edgerrin James to be your number one stud. I know last year you were making a lot of noise about him being your number one stud, but now, as you said to me in the break, you're slightly gayer for Kurt Warner.
I'm absolutely gay. I take it in the butt for Kurt Warner.
So, and you still have your picks.
Yeah, I still got the number 11 and number 14 pick, and I got Kurt Warner.
Do you think, seriously, your son is aware of the fact that he is only able to keep one guy, that he will not be able to keep both Edgerrin James and another player?
I believe he knows that. Mm. I believe he does. I believe he does.
We hope. Very good.
You know, Mike, there are some lessons that a father passes down to his son.
I understand this.
Better learn the tough way.
It's a ruthless league. He stands on his own 2 feet in that
league. He knows it's a one-player keeper league. That he knows.
So that means that who were his running backs that he who was his receiver? Was it Keyshawn that he wanted to keep?
He has both Keyshawn and Antonio Freeman.
Okay.
So he was going to have to get rid of one of them. And
that means
now,
that they will both be available in the draft.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, they will. And now let's go to Guy Birdley.
Very good. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
The Bridgestone Firestone Tire Company is recalling 6.5 million tires that have been blamed for at least 46 deaths.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
La, 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 make the tires. Make the tires. Righty, tighty, lefty, loosey. Good job, Joe.
One newspaper report today suggested the deaths could have been prevented with the installation of another $1 worth of material.
Nope, we can't do it. We're going to break the company. No more rubber.
The tires are especially problematic on SUVs that have a high center of gravity. The layers of the tire actually separate from the tread.
Yep, lunchtime!
Those tires are...
Whee!
The Firestone ATX, ATX2, and Wilderness AT tires, mostly on Ford Explorers, but they appear on other vehicles as well.
I'm Charlie for Firestone. You
Charlie had the mind of a child.
I do. I have the mind of a child. Whee!
Well, we're down to 6 people. Tonight's Survivor Night. Down to 6 people. Only one remaining member of the Pagong tribe among them. Colleen.
I am not feeling about the good about my odds for my man, Richard.
Yeah. It's looking, well, the survey said today was, USA Today said Rudy. Looked like the...
Did they, darling?
Yeah, they did, darling. USA Today said Rudy's number one choice.
Well, that crap has never influenced me. I'm just telling you, I just got a gut feeling that tonight might be Richard's night. But if there is a God, tonight they'll vote out that creep who votes people off alphabetically.
Sean.
The guy who shaves his chest.
Idiot. He's just a complete idiot. I think it's going to end up being Jordan. I really do. I think it's going to end up being Georgia.
He's on Big Brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. In a USA Today survey, fans did vote for Rudy as the most likely to win and their choice to win. Colleen is the second choice in that category. The person they most don't want to win is Richard.
Hi.
With Susan a close second.
A boy named Sue.
I can catch the fish, though.
The producer of Survivor is now planning to put contestants in space. USA Today says he'll put 14 people through a series of physical and psychological tests. And
Hello, Hal.
The winner goes up with a couple of Russian cosmonauts in the year 2001.
Pigs in space.
The 10-day trip includes a stay at the Mir space station.
Yeah, you know, the deal on this is that he went to NASA.
Right.
And NASA said, go F yourself. Mm-hmm. You're nuts. Right. We do serious space exploration.
Right.
So he went to the Russians.
And he's paying them a pile of money to do it.
Which they badly need.
Right, they said, Moose and Squirrel, come on in.
Right. They need the dough. The next season of MTV's Real World could be shot in Harlem, according to the New York Post.
Cool.
The paper says MTV is considering a half dozen locations for the show's 10th season, including the Caribbean, Australia, France, Canada, and Vegas.
If they shoot in Harlem, may I suggest that they eat at Kennedy Fried Chicken?
Very good.
Lord, yes.
Amen.
I want to say,
absolutely.
When we drive out of Harlem on our way out of town, when we're up in New York every couple of weeks, we make a stop by Kennedy Fried Chicken every single time.
Very good. Well, if they shoot in Harlem for the Real World, then maybe it'll be there.
Every time.
Listen, happens. Robin.
Yeah.
Very good. The decision will be announced in a few weeks. We'll let you know. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson have said unkind things about Jews in the past, but they see the Joe Lieberman candidacy for what it is, the breaking down of another barrier. Sharpton, who's unleashed a verbal attack on what he called the diamond merchants, has sent a letter to Al Gore congratulating him on the choice. And Jackson, who once called New York City Jaime Town, he says a new opportunity has risen. In days gone by, Jackson has also blasted Lieberman specifically for opposing affirmative action.
Diamond merchants. You ever use that one, Rob?
Not until now.
Yeah, he wrote it down.
New one.
He wrote it down, though.
For the arsenal. Hold on. Got to do a break. More news, more comments coming right up.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him. I wasn't afraid of experimenting. I like men like that. Men who give me pleasure. He gave me a lot of pleasure.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Hold on 1 second before we get back to news. We have Eddie, who's going to the Mets game tonight. Eddie from New York. Hey, Eddie, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going Saturday, Don.
Oh, Saturday. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm field level right off first base.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
And then I have the sign that says, Don and Mike on one OPEG, and then it has the show that gives you more jizz.
Beautiful. Eddie, that is beautiful. Now, is that going to be a Fox National game?
I think it's on Sports Channel.
All right. Who are the Mets playing on Saturday?
San Francisco 710.
All right, beautiful. We will look for you, and you'll be right behind first base?
Yeah, 11th row off first base.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right.
Thank you, Eddie.
Okay. Excellent. Bye-bye.
Now with more jizz. That's Eddie. That's our new slogan. Thank you, Eddie. Eddie from the Bronx.
He is now crazy.
Here he is. Pause. Not to be confused with Eddie Trunk.
Yeah,
Eddie Trunk, right. Earlier in the show today.
Absolutely.
Who's editing the show? Hi, Ed Trunk.
Ed Trunk.
Ed Trunk with you. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
You haven't been called E.T.? You said you've heard them all, Eddie Trunk.
Got to give him 7 seconds.
Okay, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. As recently as last year, vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman was trying to get certain shows off television by threatening to yank the FCC licenses of the TV stations that carry those shows.
Well, it's your guy, Mike.
I know. I stand by him. Quoting Joe, I think it's time we look directly at program content. And Lieberman's not just talking about shows he thinks are raunchy. He's talking about shows he finds tacky, like Jerry Springer. He even tried to get the closed captioning yanked from the Springer show.
That is why I am now a Republican and why I'm voting for Bush and what's-his-name.
Quoting him again, ask parents which they would prefer, to put a warning sign next to a polluted lake or clean up the contamination. And as recently
That's your guy, Mike.
That's right.
And I thought he was your guy, Buzz. I'm still a Democrat at heart, but I'm not happy with this guy.
Are you
going to jump? Are you going to jump
this ship? Guy?
I don't know. I'm going to hold that decision.
No. I want to tell you. No, he doesn't have the balls to tell you.
Right.
In the car on the way over here today,
yeah,
he was telling me he's researched all the crap that Lieberman's looked into.
Right.
And that Lieberman is like the biggest censor of all time.
Really? As recently as yesterday, Lieberman promised to help parents, quote, raise PG kids in an X-rated society. In other words, he has no plans to tone it down. Quoting the Daily News TV critic, Lieberman makes me extremely nervous.
Oh, boy. That's your guy, Mike.
That is my guy.
That's your guy.
I stand by it. When I take a position, Don, I'm just like you. I dig my heels.
That's why I'm a GOP, a grand old penis.
And, Buzz, what have you chosen? What side? I'm holding out. I'm going to wait and see. A presidential election is always a choice between the lesser of two evils, and this time both sides are so evil, I don't know what to do.
He's going to go Republican. I'll bet you he goes Republican.
The rumors are true. I don't think that's going to happen.
I bet he does. I bet he does. He doesn't want to be censored.
Goes against my very nature.
You know what, Buzz? He goes against the TV. He goes against the radio.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not going to be able to swap.
It scares me. I don't like it.
Take away your swapping.
Exactly.
Now you got him. Take away your porno.
Got him. That can't happen.
Take away your box of tapes. That dirty, ugly box.
I'm burying my hard drive in the backyard. The rumors are true. There could be a shortage of tequila.
Tequila.
Thanks to some kind of plant disease down in Mexico, there's already a severe shortage of a plant that's used to make tequila, the agave plant.
The agave.
Wholesale prices are already going up. Police are now guarding the few agave plants that are left because people have been stealing them.
Who stole the agave?
In western Mexico.
Bring it, Bergman.
Experts say...
Or? I'll be in that good ear.
Experts say it could take...
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing here.
Experts say it could take 8 to 12 years for the agave crop to bounce back.
Is that what we're supposed to do, poopy diaper?
Authorities are looking for the guy who won the $65 million Powerball lottery last month, but it's not to give him his money. 42-year-old Mac Metcalf already claimed the lump sum payoff of $34 million. The authorities want $1 million of that for past and future child support. But they also want to talk to Mac about the charges that he faces of drunk driving, driving without a license, and leaving the scene of an accident.
What? Shut up and give me my money.
Police say Mac hit a parked car, the same car, several times in a mall parking lot two months ago.
It wouldn't listen.
That must be it. The lovely Catherine Zeta-Jones has given birth to a baby boy.
Is it Catherine Zeta-Jones?
It's actually Zeta.
I think it's most Zeta.
Most people say Zeta, but it's actually Zeta.
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 Zeta. Zeta.
Agave.
Tequila. Zeta.
Zeta. Dylan Michael Douglas came into the world last night at 7 pounds, 7 ounces and 21.5 inches long. It's Zeta Jones' first child and the second for the groom-to-be after Michael Douglas.
Now she's all stretched out down there.
I'll tell you, though, it took him a long time to get along with her. It took Michael Douglas a long time to master Zeta. I'm sorry. The wedding's planned for later this year. Zeta Jones is 30. Douglas
Very
is
sorry.
55.
Well, she's all stretched out and all floppy down there. Like a slinky toy.
Speaking of which, Liz Taylor's back in the hospital. The 68-year-old is at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles with a mild case of pneumonia. Exactly 1 year ago, she was in for 10 days with a back injury.
My call button's not working.
Her recent medical history also includes the removal of a brain tumor, treatments for high blood pressure and irregular heartbeat, viral pneumonia, and drug dependency.
But I'm a fighter.
Right, here is a quote from Elizabeth Taylor. Roll that, please.
I'm very, very sick.
Yes. Elizabeth Taylor. Buzz, we got to do another break.
All right.
Sorry, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Buzz Burgang and I. I can't say that name without laughing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Hi, we're doing our show. You must be calling from New York, right?
Yeah.
Right. The show's almost over, really.
No, because I just put it on, kind of, and it's just starting.
Well, honey, you won't hear yourself till close till 11 o'clock tonight.
That's okay.
Well, hi.
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 Hi, what can we do for you?
Nothing, I'm just bored. I'm at work.
Bored at work.
What are you doing?
I'm a lifeguard.
You know, why don't some of these girls come down and see us when we're in New York?
I never even heard of your, show before. I just was going through the stations, and it came on, and they said the number, and I called.
You're a lifeguard at night?
No, not night yet.
It's almost nighttime.
Yeah.
You got any zinc oxide on, honey?
No, never.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, she's hot.
Do you have a beard and long hair?
I don't know who I most resemble.
All right, honey. All right, we'll get it together before the next time you call us.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jesus.
Bye-bye.
Thanks Jesus. For calling, Nadine.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, that wasn't Nadine.
Oh, it wasn't. I'm sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike.
See, we're getting a million calls now. It must be all the people in New York.
Hi. Yep,
calling us right now. Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you from New York?
Yeah, actually from New Jersey.
Right, hi.
Hey, how you doing? Boy, this is a real honor for me. I got a real quick question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Anytime in the future, you guys possibly do it working at one of the comedy clubs?
We would love to come to New York to do a Las Vegas-style show. But listen, you guys got to give us better ratings than a 1.1. That's goddamn embarrassing.
Hey, man.
I mean, a 1.1, that's like the type of rating that Joan Rivers is getting. Yeah. You know, until we can beat Joan Rivers in the ratings...
That's true.
I don't think we can come up to New York. We can't do it.
Hey, I got a suggestion.
Yeah.
How about bumper stickers?
Okay. All right. Thank you for the thought.
Bumper stickers, and then you can see us at DeFaw's.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show at the Funny Bone. At the ha-ha. No, it's always like bananas, and the phone number is 555-HA-HA.
See you, Mr. Yuck.
Hello?
Don and Mike, Don and Mike, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank, Charlie Brahill, Charlie Brahill, JFA.
All right, that's one of our listeners from D.C.
That was beautiful.
One of our friends from D.C. Now, go back to Guy Berman.
Hi, Donna Mike. Sherwood Schwartz gets most of the credit for creating the hit TV series, Gilligan's Island.
Bravo!
Bravo! But his little brother, Elroy, says he and his writing partner actually wrote most of the pilot episode.
Schwartz?
And Elroy says Sherwood cheated them out of millions of dollars.
His boy, Elroy.
Jane, his wife. Now in the
order, Judy.
Jane, stop this crazy thing. Jane. Now in their 70s, the writers say they want their share of the money the show has made over the past 30-some years. So there's another brother battle, this time between Elroy and Sherwood Schwartz.
I want my royalties. I was watching some Gilligan the other night when there's a Nick at Night when they went all the same episodes.
Right.
Gilligan's Island sucks.
Yeah.
But we never liked Gilligan's Island. Not a funny show.
Not even the episode where Ginger J.O.'s Gilligan.
No, that wasn't bad.
Wasn't that great?
That wasn't a bad one.
Could you believe how big Gilligan was? The skinny guy sometimes.
Well, thank God the professor came up with that contraption.
Yeah.
They used those hollowed out coconuts.
Yeah, the same thing the guy uses with bulls.
To get to the friction.
Jerry Lewis has found another guy to remake his goofy old movies from the 1960s. This time the movie is The Bellboy, and this time the actor is Jackie Chan. Lewis used Eddie Murphy to remake The Nutty Professor. And Jerry Lewis stands to make a lot more money this way since he owns the remake rights and will be the movie's producer.
The television music.
Jerry, we've got Jackie Chan on the line. He's going to remake one of your horrible movies.
All right, Jerry.
Let's say hi to Jackie Chan.
We want to say, you great entertainer. Hey, thanks, Ed. No, hey, this is Jackie Chan. I do my own stunt, Jerry.
We ought to take Jackie Chan out and teach him how to take a fall.
We love you a long time, Jerry. Thanks, Jackie. Jackie Chan, isn't he marvelous?
He is. You're marvelous. Marvelous.
We want to say hi to all the crippled kids. Hey, thanks a lot for supporting the television. We're MC Hammer. He's funny and he does his own stunts. Jackie Chan! Right over here, Jackie Chan. You're great, Jackie. I want to make a pledge.
Yeah, go ahead, Jackie. What's your pledge?
Pledge.
Yeah, what's your pledge? Where are my fake teeth?
I need my fake teeth right now. 100 yen. Hey, fantastic. Hey, Jackie Chan, thanks. You're talented and funny. You come here every year and give me a lozenge. I got to change my song.
He's marvelous. You've seen the prepaid phone cards. Now you can get prepaid traffic tickets. A company in Wisconsin will let you pay $5 to $50 a month, and then you get reimbursed for moving violations that put points on your record. This protection covers fines of up to $1,000. About 30 people have signed up so far over the objections of SafeNix, who say this will just encourage reckless driving.
Stupid SafeNix.
Well, why don't you just call that the best Burbank car? My picture will actually be on some of those. Two out of five German men are lousy in bed, according to a new survey of women there.
Clink!
Hi.
Clink?
Hi, this is Werner Klemper.
And hi, this is General Bugatta.
Major Hochstetter.
Excuse me, Major Hochstetter.
Hello, Major Hochstetter.
I am great in bed. How about you, Colonel Clink?
You taught me how to be great in bed, Major Hochstetter. That's why we walked around with just our hats. A research institute says nearly every other woman complains that her partner cannot satisfy her. They also say he's neglectful or too rough. One of the researchers says many German women are under the impression their partner sees sex as a required duty rather than something spontaneous or romantic.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler!
He says younger women are the most disappointed. He quotes one as saying, it's like he's the engineer and I'm a piece of machinery.
Hi, come over my wall.
Hey, there we go. Who is that, Fraulein?
That kind of crept in there.
But Reuters reports that German men have responded to the survey with comments like, my wife doesn't turn me on properly.
Listen, somebody back at the station is getting very hinky with the tape. Oh, is that? You know what? I take it that.
Oh.
That was us. We have all of the tapes on a CD, and they were all just playing one right after the other.
Nice.
I was ready to yell at Jim McClure. I was ready to say, McClure! What are you doing now?
Spare him, Major Hochstetter. Spare him, it's all false. One German man complained of hairy legs, too much makeup, and not enough tan. Another said, if our wives weren't so boring, there would be less infidelity.
That was quite a boner.
He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
Look at it. It's so big. Seven nudists are in the hospital after a firewalking ceremony went bad in San Diego.
Whoa!
The good news, they only burned their feet. The Sacramento Bee...
Hi, this is Surf.
The Sacramento Bee reports that the nudists were attending their 69th annual convention...
Yeah.
...and didn't quite follow the directions of their instructor. Other convention activities include ping pong, skydiving, line dancing, and salsa making.
All right.
And the annual quarter hive.
Thank you. Thank you, Buzz, for the news and the comments. Time now for a call 100 and the prize package we selected especially for you. Please be assertive. Phone number 877-365-3636. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. And you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
In sports, Leslie Vizard didn't say anything bad about anyone when she got fired from Monday Night Football. Vizard didn't make a big deal out of the fact she'd been replaced by a woman 20 years younger. But now she may be ready to spew. Now that she's been hired back by CBS.
And if you're going to spew, spew into this.
Quoting Leslie, one thing I've learned over the past 6 weeks is taking the high road actually gives you an ulcer.
When... Take it, Leslie.
Oh, yeah, take that high road, honey.
Take the high road, yeah.
Take it, honey.
You know,
the high road given you by Dick Stockton.
Dick Stockton.
Take that high road. Take it all. You know, when you have a serious car wreck, you have to call the police, and you really shouldn't move the car, even if you're a NASCAR driver. Police in New Hampshire are steamed at raceway officials at the track where two NASCAR drivers were killed this year. The local police chief says if there's an untimely death, they have to tell us. He says they were never even notified of either crash, and that in one case, the car was moved, preventing a police investigation.
Oh, please.
Track officials are passing
what
the blame.
What Barney Fife is up there?
Hello. We did not think it was important to tell you that the petty boy had died going into turn number four.
Gotta call the police.
Wow. The sheriff of Loudoun, New Hampshire. That's where.
Why would we want to call the police?
Track officials are passing the blame to off-duty sheriff's deputies who work security at the raceway. They say the deputies should have made that phone call.
Oh, I didn't see nothing.
All I know is that I called Sheriff Head.
Yeah, they're dead, all right.
Thank you, Sheriff.
You're welcome. Yeah, come and see me sometime. I love the race cars.
Love Sheriff Head.
And we love you.
Finally, from our just a little off the top department.
A little off my top.
A teenaged boy in Kenya is not feeling too perky after a
it could have sounded like that after his circumcision went bad this week.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
See, they take the foreskin about 13 years later in Kenya than they do here. A tribal elder does the cutting in a ceremony marking the boy's passage into manhood.
Yo. You got a gift, my friend.
But this boy's manhood came clean off.
Oh, no.
All of it. The whole package.
I can't speak.
Whole package plopped to the ground.
I can't speak.
Reuters reports the boy's friends and family then surrounded the elder and beat him soundly.
I can't speak.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's it. We got to go.
Who wants calamari tonight?
Listen, we will be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. We'll give you the recap of everything that happened tonight with Frida joining the group.
Yes.
And then tomorrow we'll have the recap of all the junk on Survivor.
Yeah.
Also tomorrow on the show, Leah Remini. Fez, your boyfriend's coming by to meet you.
Hey.
Peter Johnson, diving for transvestite.
Some plug.
A brand new low budget Jeopardy. All of that on tomorrow's episode. We thank you for listening. And we will see you then. Hello, John and Mike Show. Hello. Huh?
And caller 100.
Right, that's a little better, yeah. That must sound like a robot. What's your name?
Oh,
boy.
That's an awful cell phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike. I am caller 100.
All right, that's a little better. We can at least hear you. What's your name?
It's Ken from Bowie.
Ken from Bowie, a Bowie-tion. You've won 25 direct condoms. Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made. Direct Condoms. Thank you.
Thank you, Don and Mike, you listening boy.
Thank you for listening, and we will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you, good night, Mike.
Thank you, good night, Don.
And now, Robbie, do it. Do that thing you do. Open your mouth. And let Mike put it in. And throw your hat in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Mia, what are you doing over there?
I threw a big, too heavy bottle cap in his mouth.
We were lucky no one was killed.
We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Gay Strange saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave this for you.
He's the Don and Mike.